This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Just found our submarine sound effect.
Oh, that's great. I'm ready to have some of the most important fun imaginable.
Our button, our funny button is on. Yeah. You know why? We're playing the sound effects of a submarine, and we're not really in the submarine.
Sonar.
A periscope.
Radar.
Radar, I think they're going to... Thus U-boat! They're going to drop depth charges. Beware, radar. How did we get from the 4077 to this submarine? Radar? Radar is dead. There's an elephant on board.
No, it's a giant squid.
Okay.
Das Boot.
Das Boot sweaty. And we're all sweating.
Yes.
Ah, das ist prima.
Das ist prima, es ist. Wo ist der Toilette?
Are you like me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it now? The Super Bowl fever?
Well, Dave...
Who doesn't?
No, Mike, I meant that as myself.
Yeah, I know.
I know that that's something that Letterman says, but you know me. I really am a football fan.
Yeah,
I know.
And I think even I've gone through the withdrawal that it's going to be the last game of the year and it's going to be sad. I do now have the fever.
Really?
I've got it for Super Bowl XL. I actually watched on the Dick Eisen channel today.
Yes.
On the NFL show. As they had all of the reporters show up at the stadium, and I remembered all the years that we would go and broadcast, and how we would be stuck next to big, fatter than us guys, just screaming into the microphones about whether one guy had a better completion percentage than the other guy had.
There's one guy of all those Super Bowl broadcasts that I wanted to stab with an ice pick in the eye, and that was the Mad Dog.
Yes.
The Mike and the Mad Dog guy. That's the big fat guy and the skinny guy?
Yes.
And this guy was so loud, and it was always like this.
Well, I think the way it's supposed to work, we're all really, really excited about this.
And you would...
Hated him.
We never got any guests, which is why we would always have to do like shows driving around or walking around.
Or harassing the other radio performers.
Yeah.
Nobody got any guests.
Because they would come in and they'd say like, okay, are you ready? Deacon Jones is here.
Right.
And it was like a feeding frenzy for, with no offense to
right.
Deacon Jones, yeah. You know, I mean, you know. Right, but I mean...
Police Academy.
No, that's Bubba Smith.
Oh. See? Right there's my problem.
We can give you the guy in the orange barrel from 350 to 354.
Seriously. The guy at the Broncos games...
Right.
...who goes shirtless and has the barrel...
Where's the barrel?
Super fan. They said that
walking around like he was a star.
The guy was. Mm-hmm. And he had a handler that would tell you the times that he was available to talk to you. So I watched all of that on TV today and was reminded of all of that. And I got it, so I want to share it with you.
Oh, man, now this is a great Super Bowl. We
That's
are
right.
The Bears shuffling crew.
I'm the punky QB.
We are the Bears shuffling crew. Shuffling on down. We're so bad. We know we're good.
Now I've got it.
You got it too, Buzz?
The fever, yeah.
Let me know if you have any blood.
Well, they call me sweetness, and I like to dance.
Well, there is the late Walter Payton. We can't goof on him.
Yeah. The late great Walter Payton.
Absolutely. Let's wait to goof on the other guys.
We're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl.
And the video holds up.
And I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass.
Who's that, Willie Gault?
All day and dance all night. I got to get ready for the second.
Come on.
Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here.
So bad.
Just like me, my Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
Dave. Where's McMahon?
Oh, no.
Oh.
part of the defense. Big and
Mike Singletary. I've
been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style.
Yep.
Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble.
I just came to the Super Bowl, Jabbo.
We are the best.
This was like the Macarena in 1985.
I love this song.
Yeah. I swear to God.
I truly do.
Every idiot in America saw the video. All these big, dumb football players. Bad, like, home camera video angles.
All right, and I think the Punky QB's coming up next.
And what about the fridge? And don't forget the dancing.
Yeah.
Or, like, kind of dancing.
I'm standing in one place. They're shuffling.
That's right. Well, I know in the video by now, the Punky QB known as McMahon had already appeared.
I'm the Punky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like the team. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
Are you a prostitute?
Fort. Well, it goes on and on. That, now I don't know where the fridge is.
Fort. Fort.
Oh, yeah.
Breakdown.
7 p.m.
Oh, hold on a second. No.
What happened?
Something tripped something. The trip something.
The following takes place.
No, not yet. We're not. We are definitely not set to start. This is definitely pre-show material getting right now,
Chloe.
Hey, that show doesn't disappoint though, does
Never.
It?
Best show on television.
Yep,
going away.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel no remorse discussing that, such as I do with American Idol, which I will be boycotting again tonight. Hello, first name Will, last name Power.
Las Vegas tonight.
BFD is what I say.
Las Vegas tonight. Very exciting show.
But 24. Oh, my God. What a great show.
Wow.
So much happens on that show. And so much happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a real movie.
So
yeah.
Fast on that show.
Every week.
And it's like everything that's happened already really doesn't matter now. Because now we've moved on to the next crisis. Sorry.
And you don't know whether it's going to be a season-long crisis or whether they're going to do what they did in the first couple of episodes, which was give you a full plot.
Yeah.
I mean, the beginning, middle, and end.
They may fix it and be on to something else.
Incredible.
The only complaint I would have is that the character that they base on, our general manager, Michael Hughes,
yes,
the president, it appeared to me towards the end of last night's episode, they were giving him a bit too much backbone. When he finally realized, okay, that the guy was a traitor to the country, and that he's going to have to agree to work with Jack Bauer, and he's going to have to make a fist because, come on, keep it real.
I thought we were going to lose the president last night. Yeah. I thought at one point when Cummings came into the office, I thought the president was a goner. And then, hey, look what he did. He confessed to everything.
Yeah, how about that?
How silly was that? And the president just went, okay.
But if you're going to base the character on Michael Hughes, keep it real. Because the real Michael Hughes would not have been that composed under pressure.
Well, if you want to make him a real Michael Hughes character, then he's got to be more of a techno nerd, too. He's going to be checking, like, his BlackBerry.
His CrackBerry.
All right, so you're a traitor? Okay, where's my warm wine? I don't want to talk to Jack Bauer.
I understand we've established contact with CTU, but let me just check my email first. I must respond to it.
But don't you agree that towards the end of the episode, they made him like kind of have some balls?
Well, in a way, you could make the argument that he was just being manipulated in the other direction.
Yeah, he
went from doing what Cummings says to doing what Jack says, and the great red-haired Secret Service agent.
Yeah.
Oh, the old-time guy.
Yeah. He's great.
Mrs. Logan, come out from behind the stable, please. Mrs. Logan,
not
Dr.
Enough,
Lecter.
Not enough Gene Smart bosom, though, on last night's episode.
I think we're going to get more now.
Oh, you get. Last night was her epiphany.
Uh-huh.
She is going to be, now that she knows that she was right, she's going to be much more powerful.
Yes. Amen.
And she's going to have an affair.
She swaggers.
No.
The following takes place, but she's still too early.
Sorry.
She's going to have an affair with a red haired Secret Service agent.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Nobody pleases me like you do, ma'am. Thank you, Mrs. Logan.
Hello, welcome to the pre-show. This does not count.
No.
This will not go on anyone's personal, private...
Permanent record.
Thank you, Mike. Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hi.
Hey, have you listened to a lot of radio already this week? Because I'm wondering how stupid radio executives are, because you could literally turn your mic on and not talk and broadcast somebody else's show from like three booths down.
Now, are you talking about radio in general, or are you talking?
Oh, no, Radio Row down at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you can hear the other guys in the background.
I've not heard like ESPN radio or anything broadcasting there, so I have no idea how it sounds this year.
It's 100 times worse than it's ever been. Right. I was listening to a show just a while ago, and I heard four different shows going on in the background. Do these guys not understand that if you have a microphone that's within a few feet from somebody and you could catch everything that they're saying? I mean,
they don't have any. No, there is so little regard for radio broadcast. They throw the radio people in a room. They put us on card tables. And they put like occasionally linen tablecloths over the table.
No, not even anymore.
And it's very rude. A lot of the other shows will actually do their best to scream and yell.
Right.
Shut up.
Well, I just don't. I know it's a vacation for some guys. So why don't they just give the people money and not send them to the Super Bowl? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's unlistenable.
Good. That's a little something from what you get when you do those shows. Oh, yeah. We're very sad not to be in Detroit this week.
And they miss us as well.
And really, you know, let's face it, we're not pioneers of dick. But one of the things that we did do before it became fashionable with sports radio was we would go to the Super Bowl. And the reason we went to the Super Bowl was because it was a great perk.
Mm-hmm.
That we would always get a client that would pay for us to go to the game,
right,
and go out there and broadcast. And the first couple years that we did it, when there were only like 10 radio stations in America that were there.
Right. Yeah.
It was cool.
Fun. Well, the first one was great. I mean, because it was so exciting.
And then after that...
Wasn't the first one the Redskins were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, thing? In Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And then after that, it just became more and more of a stink fest with big fat disc jockeys, all of them wearing their satin jackets, proclaiming that they're from sports radio XYZ.
It took us a while to sour on the whole experience, but I think that it may have been at the beginning of one commissioner's party where we just realized that the whole thing was BS.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because the commissioner's party is the big ticket next to the game.
In fairness, you know, most people, I'm sure, would think just like we did. You're at the Super Bowl.
How could it be better?
It's for the bigwigs.
Right.
It's for the corporate types.
Right.
There's some goddamn party that costs, if you can buy a ticket, $1,000 to get into,
mm-hmm,
where everybody in the NFL is going to be there.
Right. It sounded like the most exclusive,
so
exciting party. It really did. Mm-hmm. The game was incidental the first year we got those tickets.
So we get these tickets. We get them for free.
Right.
And we get...
Rudy got them for us.
We get dressed up.
Sure.
And we go in, and it is the biggest letdown, because what it is in essence, the convention center for whatever city that we were in.
It's like 8,000 people.
And it's not exclusive by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it looked like they dumped buses out front.
They did. And they would do everything in their power.
We thought we were going to be like rubbing shoulders with NFL Hall of Famers in sports broadcast.
And they would do everything in their power to put you into a class.
Right.
Like when you, into a class of people. When you first walked in, if you got a button that had a little, blink, blink, blink light on it,
mm-hmm,
that meant that you were just a step above everybody else, that you would be invited into certain areas.
Yeah, they'd rope off certain areas, and then there was a gold button, a different colored button that was even more exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the people that had the $1,000 ticket, you walked in, it was like being in a garage with chafing dishes, with food, with people waiting in line for 2 hours.
That sounds great. So don't get us wrong.
Get a cheap drink in a plastic cup.
It's great going to the Super Bowl. It's a lot of fun.
Of course.
But we would never bitch about it. It was a great perk.
Right.
But what we discovered was that once you get to this so-called exclusive event...
I was so excited about it. It was one of the biggest disappointments of my life.
Yeah. A bunch of crap. But what we ended up doing was, you know, like with all of the NFL's great security that they've got set up for this thing, what they hadn't figured out was, what if one guy gets one of the gold things to get
that
into
was
the
Tampa.
Rope, to get into the roped off area.
We didn't figure that out at the beginning. And, you know, you'll say, well, why did you go the second time? Or maybe the third or the fourth time?
Yeah.
Because we're idiots. But in Tampa is when someone figured out the system to get into the exclusive area. And Tampa, Don, I believe, is one where we were all imbibing probably more than we should have.
Yeah, so we had...
Risks were taken.
We ended up getting our hands on one pass.
Uh-huh.
The one little button that you would put on your lapel to get into the area that indicated that you were better than everybody else.
Right.
And then after the one person got in with it, he would have to walk all the way to the back of this area with the roped off stuff, and just very clandestine.
Hand the badge to you.
And then
me.
Then use it to walk in. And,
right.
And then we would...
Who did you talk? Didn't you talk to Marty Schottenheimer?
For about 10 minutes.
You
hell.
Said something to him that made him walk away, though.
I don't even remember. I the only thing I remember is when you and I both made Rob go introduce himself to Jerry Jones.
I remember I said hello to Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
Right.
And it was something like, he was like, good luck to the season, Bob.
I remember that Rob was standing there, and he was dressed up.
We stood out. What it was I don't think we explained it properly. It was the owner's area inside,
right,
the VIP area inside the whole convention center. This area, and they have fence. Like picket fence.
It was literally a picket fence.
It was a picket fence with tables
to keep the riffraff
and
out.
In this exclusive area for owners, there were about 100 people, and in a large area. We were the biggest mooks. We stood out like little kids. We're looking because we're staring at everybody.
And it wasn't just Jerry Jones that I approached.
It was, and I do remember it was my goal to just walk up to people and say hello to them.
Right,
you did.
Just walk up and
say you could.
Because if you act like you belong somewhere,
right,
no one questions
it.
Keep in mind, we only had one of the little gold buttons.
And the group that was in there were owners of all the NFL teams. They weren't all there, but a lot of them were there.
So Rob is wearing, a jacket that Welcome Back Cotter was
wearing. Yeah.
Okay. Corduroy jacket.
Uh-huh. With a big carnation.
With patches, with leather patches, suede patches, and he's got his best dungarees on. And we say, now, boy, go introduce yourself to Jerry Jones. This is what Mike and I have been waiting to see.
And it wasn't just Jerry Jones. He was talking to Mel.
Oh, that's right.
That's who he's talking to, the great Mel Karmazin,
and
president of our company.
Yeah,
it was a tense moment for me.
Oh my God! And what we did is we like cajoled you into going into the middle of their conversation.
Yes, it made me interrupt.
Excuse me.
And
Don and I are showing our teeth, laughing so hard over on the other side.
And I believe I
so brave of us to send you into that.
I said, you know, Jerry, we're all big fans, and we just want to say hey. And he looked at me, and he said, well, then, hey. Big yellow teeth.
Well, then, hey.
Me and Mike are dying.
John Madden was there.
Oh, cool.
You know, Pat Summerall was there.
Well, that's why you went.
It was very, very cool.
Yeah, but we only got into that area because we finally perfected the art of passing one badge from one to the other. But now it's like a CF times 1,000.
You've done it.
And it really is too much. It's overkill.
You've done it.
A lot of the only thing I take away from the Super Bowl, and I guess we can include ourselves in this because we were very fortunate to be able to broadcast from the game site, but it always seemed to me that these were the people that get everything. They're the people that go to everything. They're the people that get the tickets to everything. They're at every major event. And it just seemed like, to me, there were an awful lot of spoiled people running around there.
There are.
And you have people that would knock you over, you know, just to get by you. You're in the land of rude.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of rude and rude.
It's the land of corporate. So you know, good luck, and glad we're not there. But, God, there were a couple of times, you have to admit, that we had fun. And part of the reason, well, actually, one year the NFL decided not to give us credentials because do you remember that? I don't remember which Super Bowl it was. They didn't like the fact that they started to become Disney-like in that they would give you an area, and you would have the roped-off area with the fake velvet ropes. And if you dared leave that area with your microphone, oh, brother, forget about it.
Well, they did that to us.
Right? Yeah.
They did that to us after who was our – do you remember our number one Super Bowl ass interview?
No.
The biggest ass of all time?
Who?
It's easy if you think about it.
Stuart Scott?
Way to go. 10 points.
We interviewed Stuart Scott. We want to have fun with the guy. The guy
is just such a dick.
Totally an a-hole. I mean, really amazing.
So after you'd been there for a few years, the NFL figured out it wasn't really a sports show, and they began to wise up.
Well, no. And also, part of the problem was that I think one of the times in Miami, we were walking around and we'd have a guy with a satellite thing behind us.
Right.
And we would do stuff like get into cars and drive around, and someone would have to follow us with this thing. And nobody ever knew exactly what we were doing.
What you're up to.
But we never really.
It's like an ambush interview to Dan Marino, asking him about his isotoner gloves or something
like
that.
I remember that.
I did. Oh. Best one ever. And then we'll
we did have moments. The show was the best part. We had fun doing
Mike
the show.
Mike knows. This is the best one ever, and then we'll stop this goddamn Super Bowl reminiscing.
Okay.
This one happened on the air. One of the first years we were at the Super Bowl. There's no way you could do this today. Do you remember when I got up on the podium and asked if anybody had any questions for me?
I do.
Oh, my God. I do remember that.
I mean, now, I'm serious about getting up on a podium.
And you got, death eyes.
A room full.
Of real sports writers.
Of 150 sports writers. And they
we were live on the air when we were doing that.
Yeah.
And we took our wireless microphones, and you went into the media center press room where they have the commissioner address a room full of reporters, and it was either right before or right after a major press conference. There were still reporters there, and you got up on the podium and said, hello, my name is Don. Does anyone have any questions for me? And we were just and it came. If my memory serves me, and people that listen might remember this, I think it came through just loud and clear that you were over the PA system.
Uh-huh.
Because we were bored. We would get to the point where we had nothing to say on the radio because it was just, we were trapped in Radio Row. But it ended up being kind of obnoxious and fun.
And then I think one of the last years I actually did stand up at a press conference that was televised and asked some dumb question, but identified myself as myself, which would really piss off the real reporter types.
Yeah, of course.
That's another one of the reasons that we were not invited back is that I remember the repercussion of that was, even though it was, I didn't ask a goofy question like, do you ever fart in the quarterback's face?
Right.
It was a serious question, but I remember later they said, you weren't credentialed to be in that room.
How did you get in there?
Why are you asking a question during a nationally televised news conference with the coach or whoever, the Denver Broncos?
Was it a Super Bowl broadast or a Final Four where I yelled at Jim Gray? Where you kind of yell at Jim Gray.
That was at a Final Four.
At a Final Four.
Final Four.
Same kind of sport. Another Radio Row thing.
Yeah,
right,
we're buddies with him now.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, listen, hold on. Before we start, it's time for a Don and Mike Show guest follow-up.
Oh, good.
Now, we love it when good things happen to good people.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember, I guess it was, since the first of the year. We had the guy, the Impaler, on.
The vampire
that's running for governor of Minnesota.
Right.
And we, incidentally, we officially endorsed him on the show.
Right.
With all of the benefits that come with that.
He was a fascinating human being.
Well, he's under arrest, Mike.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What did he do?
He was arrested last night on two felony counts from Indiana. One warrant was for escape. Another was for stalking. Let me see.
He seemed nice.
Found him?
Yeah, he was a real ton of fun.
They found him when they were making routine warrant queries.
Queries.
Homo.
Queries. Hi, we're the Super Bowl queries.
He was arrested without an incident.
Escaped? Does that mean he was in jail in Indiana? It sounds like he was in jail.
Or an institution?
You are correct. No, it's
turned into a bat.
From jail.
Ah.
And we'll have this up on our webpage today. We're going to upload this.
He flew away.
There's his mugshot.
Oh, he's a scary looking guy.
So he does photograph.
Handsome looking guy.
Oh, my goodness. I did not mean to flee your state with my winged creatures.
Now I've got the laughing fever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the laughing fever?
Oh.
Everybody's gonna laugh in place. Had the Super Bowl fever. Now I get the laughing fever. And the punky cute bee known as McMahon.
Play my favorite.
I'll let it go to your part.
Here we go.
And now let's have some Jack Bauer.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6. Or noon and 4. Or check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello.
Starts today with Cameo.
Hello.
Wait up.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello. You've not liked a lot of the introductions that we've had for you recently. Go ahead and speak. This is free time before the doors open.
They've been good.
I mean, you don't like the Dr. Phil ones. You really don't. You didn't like the Robert the Mailman one.
I really didn't like that one.
You didn't like that one.
He is my mailman. So
let's try this one. Let's open the door. Now, I'm not going to play this.
Scott, you're ugly.
Good. Thank you for not playing that.
You don't like that one. Now, this one, do you like this one or not?
Hi! It's me, Super Juice.
I like that, okay.
That one you like?
That's okay, yeah.
Trying to find another one for me?
What about this one?
You've been drinking today.
No, you don't?
No. It's not true, though.
All right. Well, then, here we go. I'm wasting time. Here's your intro.
Great big fart.
Fits like an old shoe.
How?
Your computer with all the icons lined up on the right side.
Montel Show.
Yes. W-O-R-D. Word. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ink Cartridge and all the ships at sea. And now,
everything's in code at the beginning of the show.
It is. And when you decode it, it's better. And now, the Paul Gorgie 4-Hour Farewell Spectacular, starring his friends. No one knows him better than Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I remember when.
Get out of here, would you please? Just another thing that no one knows what we're talking about. Oh, Christ.
Well, it's a little, you mean you think it's the opening was a little inside?
Yeah, you know, I really think that we should take a moment and go back and explain to everybody just what we were both talking about.
All of his jokes?
Yeah. All right. Like, for instance, what's the first thing you said that made no sense to anyone listening?
Icons. Right
about
side.
The computer icons.
Yeah, what is
okay.
that?
Rob called me today, very panicked. His son had clicked on the mouse, and
inside of 4 seconds, he made everything that should be at the bottom of my computer screen be on the right side.
Really?
And then walked away laughing.
So that was that. That was the first insight.
That's yes. That's a rib tickler, Mike.
The
icon.
And the second, the ink cartridge.
Ink cartridge. What was that about?
That's the fact that his wife. Well, somebody in the Spiewak house
used
forgot
the last black ink cartridge.
Oh, dear.
And forgot to replace it.
Yeah, and didn't tell me so I could buy it.
All right, now I'm really laughing.
Okay.
All right.
Take a breath.
Yep.
And then today marks Paul Gorgie's last day.
And Paul Gorgie has been on the show, but
right.
Probably not enough to be known.
He's the guy that Beth Ann wanted to screw.
That's right. And he was a Redskin salesman, so he's leaving.
And he's the guy, he was a trained SEAL. Paul Gorgie was a SEAL.
That's right.
Oh. And I mentioned Montel.
Yes.
And that involves my mother-in-law, and we will have a segment about that later today.
Okay. Have we explained all of our comments?
I think so. Later today, we're going to have a new feature called the Wheel of Family and Friends.
Ah.
Except I'll tell you already that the wheel today is going to stop on my mother-in-law, Big Frida.
Very good.
Had an interesting conversation with her today that I think we should share with all.
That's good.
So now that everybody's caught up, this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody. I miss Tuesday.
Who's D?
0131 odd 6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. You can call the show anytime. 877-365-3636. Our website is Don and Mike website. .com. Mm-hmm. You can email us there during the show. That's also where you can click on Listen Live. And, today's stream, it's a little cottage cheesy.
That I wouldn't touch that.
I wouldn't even want to get any of that on.
You know, I think it might be...
Hold on, just... Oh, pinch.
I don't know.
Just get a little... You know what? No, you don't want that, because I've got some now between my thumb and forefinger.
What do you think?
As I massage it.
He thinks that his thumb is itching.
Yeah. It's hard. It's...
Oh, really?
Oh, it looks mushy.
It's a kidney stone. It's a kidney stone.
Oh,
thank you,
fine.
Everybody. It's a kidney stone.
Looks like a pop rock.
Extra mineral.
Kidney stone. So don't drink the stream today. But you can hear us on the internet at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And if you're calling somewhere where you can't use an 877, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it?
All right, that 24 last night was outrageous, and I don't want to give a suggestion to your show. I love the show. I don't think anything should change.
But yeah, right, big butt like big mama's house. But
you know how you got the shotgun, you're holding it right now to blow me away.
Yeah.
How about trying to beat me into submission with all the chest punches like Jack Bauer threw it.
We prefer that kind of hardware, sir.
We're not as tough as Jack Bauer.
That's what he was doing, though. I like that.
Chest punches.
Nobody's as tough as Jack Bauer.
You know, now I just want to say that was, on my part, selfish.
Good.
Well,
oh, selfish.
No.
Look at
I'd use another word. I'd say barbaric. I mean, he was sitting there. There he was, lifeless.
I know. From a bottom line standpoint.
Bottom line.
Let me ask you now, Rob. Exactly how much are we getting wholesale for each of these bullets? Because I know that I could have taken care of that annoying caller with only one.
What are we paying, you mean?
We're getting them.
Yes. I know we get them wholesale.
Through Wendell.
Why are you saying bullets when you should be talking about clips? You went through two clips there.
Yeah, but to
how many in a clip, Mike?
There are six.
All right, so I...
Eight. I'm sorry, eight.
Yes.
Eight is correct.
I wasted seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
If people were entertained, were they wasted? I don't think so.
But Buzz, it was needless. I didn't even hit him the last few times.
You know.
I didn't even hit him.
You were outlining his body.
Isn't that right, Robin? Isn't that right, Robin? Yeah,
hi,
that's right. I'm persecuted by everybody, Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi,
have
Howard.
You noticed my microphone is like this on Sirius, Robin?
That's right,
this is my microphone, Howard.
Say, I'm just like Martin Luther King.
Yes, you are, Howard.
And that means you're just like his dead wife.
Oh, Howard.
I'm chucking controversial. Yeah, Robin.
Oh,
yeah, Robin.
Howard.
Yeah, show me, baby.
Okay. Okay.
It's a little fun.
Just a little fun.
Hello. Just having a little fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to call you, Don, and tell you that I'm enjoying my last day, my last good day before the 28 days of hell.
What's the 28 days of hell?
That's when I have to put up with you mispronouncing the month February.
February.
He doesn't say it right, Mike.
I thought he did.
Well, didn't we have like a 20-minute discussion
every
about
every year, February.
every year,
February.
Don.
February. That's what most people say, and it is accepted.
Now, you say that like it's incorrect.
It is.
It's spelled and correctly pronounced February.
Thank you.
That's hard to say, so everybody just says February, and that's fine.
Thank you, Professor Buzz.
Feb 1.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
I was just wondering, who answers your email to the listeners on your website?
Well, have you ever gotten an answer to an email question?
Yeah, that's kind of why.
See, the lady that does that is a lady that has been with us for quite some time. It's an elderly lady, actually. Her name is Abigail Van Buren.
I would guess probably Johnny. Probably the cable guy, John Norman. Why?
I was just wondering. I kind of sent just a general question email and kind of got what I kind of thought was a rude answer.
All right. As always, the customer means nothing to us, but still we'll forge on. What did you write and what was the response?
I just called, or I wrote an email to ask about the traffic guy yesterday.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, you? Yes,
hey, we talked about you.
Hey, dumbass, we read that on the radio.
Oh, you're kidding. I left the house at about 6:45 to go do some things, and I guess I missed it.
Here comes
the man who answered.
Hi, sir. Just got your follow-up email. Thank you so very much.
Did he write you a nasty follow-up?
Oh, he was hurt.
Oh.
Well, bring his email. Can you bring it in?
I think I deleted it because it was really not worth the time.
So hold on a second. So you were originally calling to find out, what is it that John wrote back to you? God.
It's kind of convoluted.
Yeah.
The original email from this listener sent it on our traffic reporter, who was using our traffic girl's name, Michelle Hughes, and this guy did not seem to get the fact that we were making a joke.
See, the thing is that she's a girl, and when she's not there to do the traffic, when the guy sits in, mm-hmm. we have the guy say, I'm Michelle Hughes.
Isn't that
funny? This tool on the telephone, yeah, right, I know, it's really funny stuff.
Trying to get him on board.
This tool on the phone, he sends us an email that says, hey, what's going on?
Is that a joke or what? Like it has to be explained, right?
Yeah, duh, of course it's a joke. Now, maybe not a funny joke, but it's a joke.
Right, and that's basically what I wrote.
Now, John, what did you write back?
Something to the effect of, he was, the end of the email was, is the guy so stupid that he reads everything that's put on him in front of on the page in front of him?
Right, the traffic
guy.
And
I said something to the effect, well, no, maybe you're the stupid one.
Oh, dear.
It is obviously a guy, Michelle Hughes. If you think about it, kind of sounds like Michael Hughes, the general manager from our radio station.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you were curt with him because time was of the essence.
Of course. Well, actually, no, I had a little time, so I crafted that one to be.
So then he wrote back to you, and what did he write back to you?
Something to the effect of, you know, I'm a listener. Are you always so rude to your listeners?
Yeah, usually.
Give ratings.
And yes, the answer is yes. That why would you expect a level of service from an email for the show that you would not get as a caller?
Right.
I mean, that's what I don't get. Hello?
I guess I just wanted to see who answered. I kind of thought it might have been Rob that answered the emails.
Well, you can.
And I guess it's not Rob, but it sounded very Rob-esque.
Thank you, John.
This is going to save everybody a lot of trouble.
You don't like the emails you get? Lots of luck, gentlemen.
It's not like John to be rude, though.
Oh, and here's another thing about, as long as we're just, I guess this whole segment today is about inside stuff.
Yes.
And stuff that may or may not be funny, you be the judge.
Okay.
I enjoy calling Buzz sometimes Guy Birdley.
Right.
Uh-huh. And recently I've enjoyed calling him, for no particular reason, Gary.
Or Greg.
Or Greg.
Gus. Or anything with a G, really.
Or Gus.
George.
Anyway, I realize this is not a funny joke. It's a joke that's funny to, guess who? Me. And to me, it's not even funny. It's just something I've been doing. I've even researched. I've got other, you know, Gaylord, Jeffrey with a G.
That's right.
Gary Jean. I've got many G names. Now, as we're walking out yesterday, this is how Buzz's mind works.
I was having a day yesterday, so I just wanted to clear a lot of things up.
You're having a day, Garrett?
Yes.
I always chat with Buzz.
Uh-huh.
You know, say bye to everybody on the way out, and Buzz says, got a moment? I say, you know, yes, for you 2 moments. What is it? And he said, this whole thing with you calling me names that start with G.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. He said, is that like a gay thing?
Well, I said, for example, I just didn't know what the gag was.
So he said,
I just wanted to know what the gag was.
Said, well, because they all start with G, is that like,
I didn't know.
I'm gay?
Did he explain to you that there was no gag?
Yes,
he did explain
not
that.
A joke.
But it is a joke because it is kind of funny. Right, but I just didn't know, and it changed. I just didn't know where it was going or what the, you know, what was behind it. So I wanted to know so I could join in the
fun. You didn't tell him the real reason, did you?
No, of course not. Okay. Of course not. He believed it.
He bought it hook, line, and sinker.
He believed it. God.
Okay, Garth.
That's Gil to you.
Gil. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Okay, that's it. Anything else behind the scenes that we got to get out right now?
I don't think so.
Hello?
I don't think there's anything.
Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Oh, no, hold on. There is. There's the sales guy you have to slap, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did he get his money?
That's the guy that cut. Hey, you caught up real quick with that.
Technically, no.
Yeah, that's the question we have. Now, Buzz, remember yesterday during the show, actually screamed, verbally assaulted one of the sales guys here, Dave Howard.
Right.
And the deal was, the guy owes Buzz money for a commercial.
Well, the
Well, the station does.
Well, the station does, but the Dave Howard is the supervisor of the guy that is handling your account.
That is correct.
His name, we got that yesterday. What is his name again?
Cornicelli. Michael Cornicelli.
Cornicelli.
So the
Matthew J. Fox, Michael J. Fox.
Young up-and-comer in the sales department.
So when Buzz comes in today, the first thing we say to him is, hey, did you get your money? And
right.
He says, it's all resolved.
It is.
Which means, you know,
I don't.
He didn't get the money.
Right.
Don't make me be a bad guy. David, don't make me pop your eye out.
So, now he's not up.
Hi, it's David Howard. You've reached my voicemail. Sorry I've missed your phone call, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
I thought it'd be...
Thanks, and have a great day.
Ping, zoom, bing.
Hi, this is Buzz. I'm calling to kick your ass. You pussy. Where's my freaking money?
Then you can just say a few kind words, make this thing go away. This thing, I got news for you. This thing's never going away.
You're going away for a whole day.
My name is Glengarry Glen Ross Burbank.
That's right.
ABC.
Get it done, you smarmy fool.
Always be closing.
Now, Buzz?
Yes?
The deal is, really, Buzz did not get the money.
Really?
They had some kind of meeting, and once again, pie in the sky, they promised you, the station promised you, they would pay you in your next paycheck.
Someone I trust has told me that it's in the works, and they should have it soon. It should have been in the works a couple of months ago.
We told the sales guy, Dave Howard, yesterday, if he didn't have your money, because you were mad, and you really let him have, I mean, this is not a joke, Buzz was screaming at the guy outside, that you would slap him today.
Mm-hmm.
Being as he's not there, let's try the other guy who you mentioned yesterday you're equally mad at. And we've already said his name one time. It's
Cornucopia.
Cornicelli.
Cornicelli.
Does Buzz amuse you? You think he's a clown? You think he's a funny guy?
And do we have a glove that Buzz could slap him with?
There's two slaps.
Oh, Buzz has a glove over there.
I may have a surgical glove.
You always keep those handy.
You're
a shock.
Buzz. Change those G names to P names.
You never
start with probe.
Well, now none of these guys is here. Who's going to be accountable?
What a mystery. That's what I wanted to know yesterday.
Kelly at WJFK. I'm currently away from my desk. Please leave your name and number, and I'll re-
Oh, come on. Any luck? Any luck finding anybody? Who from the sales staff? Who's next on your hit list, Buzz?
Let me see. No, I think there really only were a few people involved, and that pretty much covers everybody, I think.
Oh, come on. There's got to be some sacrificial lamb back there.
I don't know. Perhaps we could get a volunteer.
Where's Andrew?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's always good.
I said hi to him today, and I said a real sincere hello to him
today.
Is
he at the front desk?
No, Colette's up there. Try his desk. He has an extension.
Where's his desk?
Back by the copier.
Back by the copier. Forget it. I don't have the effort.
Desk? It's next to the toner.
I don't have the effort to put the energy. I'd rather just ask Colette.
Oh, it's Colette.
Colette, can I talk to Andrew, please?
Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't have time. I was getting ready. Anytime you have her on the line,
to make her laugh.
Yeah, I'm in the mood today.
Sounds like she could use it today.
Was she having a day like you were?
I don't know. She just sounded less than chipper there, I thought.
So you had a day yesterday?
Well, I was dealing with a lot of stuff, even a lot of plates spinning.
That's why you thought it was a gay thing? Hi, Johnny.
I'm told the entire sales staff is up in the conference room.
Oh, perfect. Up in the conference room.
I understand I'm one of the topics of conversation.
Really?
Okay, well then, here's what we got to do.
What are we going to do?
Bear with me for one moment.
This is fun.
All right, Buzz, you and me are going to take a little road trip that'll take us 3 minutes.
All right.
Now, let me see, what's the goddamn phone number in here? I mean, not the request line. No, it starts at 703.
This is going to be fun.
Is Hughes up there?
No, I think he's
I don't think
well.
So.
I pray. But he's not well?
I hear he's ill.
I hope he doesn't perish.
I hope not.
Hope it's not the nerve gas. Hope he didn't get exposed.
Come on. Come on. You got a ring?
What's it doing? I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Right. There we go.
Yeah. Hello, Don?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh. What?
Who hung up on whom?
Did you hang up on it?
I think so. All right, Mike.
Yeah.
You have the bridge. Let's
All right.
go, Buzz.
All right, here we go.
Here you go, Rob.
All right, now, we haven't had it explained to us exactly what's going to happen, but I think I know what's going to happen. Don and Buzz are going up to the conference room, where we understand right now they are having a sales meeting, an Everybody on the sales staff is up there.
High-level meeting.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Yourself?
I'm peachy. I am so peachy, I can't stand it.
This could really turn into something.
This could be really something special.
Yes.
I wish I was going along on the road trip. I'd love to be up there to see it, but I think it'll be just as much fun to hear it.
This will be great for all those who crave resolution.
All right, there's the phone. And
should
that's my partner. Yes, Rob. Yes,
hi, Andrew.
Free FM.
Hey, your station sucks.
Yeah, thank you very much. This is the Jay Severin Show.
Garth and I right now are in the famous stairwell where all of the hot anal action has happened.
That's very, very exciting. A lot of babies have been made in that stairwell.
Yeah, it smells bad in here.
Okay. Now, are you making your way up to the conference room?
Yep.
Okay.
And here's the thing. They will have no idea. Okay, it says Free FM reserved.
Okay. So are they all in there?
Yeah, they're all in here.
Okay.
They're all in here.
So you have now walked into the room.
It is a giant, giant meeting. All of them are in here. Buzz, who's the one that bothers you? Who's the one that owes you money?
It's that man right there. It's that man.
Would you walk over and slap him with the gloves?
Yes, I will.
Yes, come on now.
Watch the cord. Watch
the cord.
Hey, Don.
Come on.
Now, what do you want to say to him?
Don't ever do that again.
Hey, Don.
Where's my effing money?
Louder.
It's gone its way.
Where's my Rob. Effing money?
Now slap him again.
Rob, I think I have to intervene.
All right.
Hey, Don.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, these
Don,
people.
Don, can you hear me? Stay up there. I'm coming up.
Okay.
All right. I'll be right there.
Wait till time. Mike's going to come up.
Mike really? Is now on his way.
You think he'll walk or will he?
I think he'll run.
Take the elevator up.
No, I think he's headed to the steps.
So let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 people in here, and all of them petrified to say a word.
Don?
Yes, Rob.
How's the mood in there overall, other than the scared? Are they happy? Is it a good meeting?
Oh, no, it's not a good meeting. I can tell it's not a good meeting. It's not a good meeting. Without his shirt on.
Did that help the meeting?
Yes, I believe some of the ladies have started to spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mike's down in the anal hallway.
The anal hallway.
I swear to God, I had no idea that you'd be coming up there without your shirt on.
When you want to make a point.
And seriously, before you walked in, the look was deer, 12 deer,
yes.
With a gigantic John Deere coming right at them. All of those salespeople sitting there, all of them wanting to say something, all of them petrified. And who the hell was the guy from Revenge of the Nerds who kept screaming, "God, step on the cords!"
Was that some stranger that was giving me...
Ooh. Hey, Nippy.
Woo. Okay, hold on. And back.
Wonderful.
Made it back.
Thank you.
There
that
you go,
that gave me a level of satisfaction I did not have before.
Yeah, you're not going to see your money, though.
No, I know. Yeah.
Never.
Tear him up there. You know what that was like?
What?
That was like a meeting of the bridge crew of the Titanic.
They didn't look as happy as I expected.
No, I mean... Buzz and I walk up there. Now, I have to describe that as we go up, I'm thinking maybe there's a chance they're going to know. Because
right.
The station is on throughout the building.
Speakers. I mean,
never. There's no way that they can avoid it. Well,
right. They've
got all the speakers turned down. They've got a big sign on the front of the door that says, reserve,
mm-hmm.
Do not enter.
Big meeting.
We walk in. Some of them look like they wanted to laugh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But... petrified by whoever the guy was doing the PowerPoint presentation.
And they were all there.
Oh, yes.
Every one of them.
And some of them looked annoyed until Mike walked in without his shirt. And then that broke
everything. Well, I wasn't doing that for comic relief.
No.
Was doing that to make a statement.
I think.
On your behalf.
I appreciate that.
What was great was this guy, Michael, the little twerp.
He's the up-and-coming young sales executive.
He looked smaller, didn't he?
He looked smaller in that little chair.
Buzz really slapped him with those big, like the type of...
big rubber
you
surgical
have to,
gloves.
Yeah, no, not even surgical. Like the type
to
wash dishes.
Right, living gloves, right.
Yeah, just over...
And who was... I didn't even look at the guy that was running the meeting.
Who knows?
Some sales seminar guy?
Yeah, And his only thought was, don't step on the cords.
Watch out.
Don't step on the cords. The pie chart.
Hello, watch out.
The pie chart. And did you notice that they were petrified that I was going to read on the air some of the data?
Yeah.
Some of the data that they had up on the screen. Because right away, I don't know if you heard, Julie or somebody said, change the screen. Put up the ratings and the revenues for Don and Mike.
That's great.
Don't worry. I won't say how well the rest of the station is doing.
We have our limits.
Well, they're being trained how to sell something that might not be that successful.
Well, I mean,
that's what they're doing.
It's a hard job.
Listen, here's all I want to say, and then this will end this totally inside first segment about radio.
Okay.
The new motto that they have to sell commercials, I love it. Dollar a holler.
Wow.
I think it'll catch on.
Dollar a holler. That's what they had up there. They've all got that's like their mantra now. Dollar a holler.
They're going to go door to door and handle some of the nail salons.
We're going to be sold out. We're going to get our Papa John's contract back on the air.
All right.
We're going to get the guy with the Vietnamese haircutting place down the street. He's going to be back on.
Time to put value back into your advertising schedule.
Dollar a holler.
Very exciting.
Boy, what a, you know, you go up there and you see these people. They got to go out. Now, listen, these salespeople, I do admire them. They have hard jobs. When they're out there, they got to be swinging, dealing some piece of garbage like Bill O'Reilly.
They've got to exude confidence.
They got to go out there and they got to just lie and say this guy's got a great show and everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get back here in the confines of the building and they're up there. And I could tell when we opened that door, Buzz, they were right in the middle of just getting their balls just absolutely busted.
Right? As they were having explained to him how to put the U into value.
Yeah, they didn't look
very,
all that
very
happy.
Exciting.
Really.
They didn't know what was going on. And Tim McWilliams, who used to be the singing star of this show.
It seems like a million years ago.
If I could tell you that physically he distanced himself. As soon as we walked into the room,
mm-hmm.
he slid his chair to the corner,
right.
And also made a point of looking away.
Right,
did not want to be involved in this. Did you see that as well?
I saw that very clearly.
And remember, this is the guy, the sales guy that used to actually come.
Used to come in and sing back in the days when he was our friend.
Yeah.
I don't. Is it because we talked about his neck?
I don't know.
I'm not sure when it is. I'm really not sure.
I don't know at what point.
I think he may have been a big Opie and Anthony fan.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm just joshing.
Okay. That's first break of today's show.
That was uncomfortable fun.
There you go.
That uncomfortable for you.
You looked comfortable.
Liberating for me.
Sure.
Fantastic.
And, you know, really, I saw the looks.
Yeah.
The look really, when I take my shirt off,
uh-huh.
The look is, I had no idea.
Yeah. That's what most people say.
The look I get from the ladies is, I had no idea.
You don't hear them talking mm-hmm. about you all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's what they're thinking.
They say, hey, look, we can see part of his belt buckle. They all, you know. Look, the reason I do that, it's not to help Buzz. It's because when I'm walking the hallways here.
Yeah.
I know they're all undressing me with their eyes anyway.
They want to see.
So I figured I'd give them a little treat.
Show them the goods.
If that puts some money in Buzz's pocket, say la vie.
Thanks, Mike.
So be it.
I think that's a good idea. If it puts a little money in Buzz's pocket, I'm happy.
You don't have to massage yourself right now.
I'm sorry. I just can't help it. Feeling pretty strong. Feeling pretty strong. Feeling pretty sexy.
Why not?
Feeling pretty over-the-top sexy right now. Because it's the middle of winter, you know. You don't need a tan.
No.
And don't forget global warming and everything.
Oh, right.
How's that Prius you bought?
It's running so beautifully. All battery. Wow. All battery operated.
No gas at all.
No gas at all.
It's top speed like 7.
I run. It's half battery, and I run the rest of it on feta cheese.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Owen, come on.
All right.
But you were writing a letter.
No, Mama.
You were writing to tell them to take me away.
I don't want them to take you away.
Yes, you do.
Owen loves his Mama.
Owen loves his Mama. Hurry up with that soda.
Coming, Mama.
Coming, Mama. Show me the death, you moron. You're too damn slow.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm sorry, Mama. Why didn't you get me the salted nuts?
The salted ones are no good for you.
The unsalted ones make me choke. You clumsy poop. What'd you do that for? Come on, move it, lard ass. Pick up every piece.
The Don and Mike Show. Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, everything kind of leads into everything else. Throw Mama from the train.
Yep.
And I'm ready to spin the big wheel now of family and friends.
Very good.
But it's already been predetermined I'm going to be calling Big Frida. But this is something that from time to time I'm going to do, because there's lots of phone calls that I have to return.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. On the wheel, keep in mind, I'm going to call Big Frida. She doesn't know it yet.
Right, right.
But I'm going to call her.
Calls you need to make.
On the wheel, we have my brother Jimmy.
Yes.
We also have...
Oh, wait, well,
now hold on. It's already stopped on Big Frida.
There it is. Yeah.
Look at that. Stop
it. It's still spinning, but the ball is stopped.
All right, let's see what happens the second time.
Mm-hmm.
We've got my brother Jim.
Right.
We've got George McFly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got Beth Ann McBride.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've got my next door neighbor, Big Ed the Military Man.
Wonderful.
Can't wait.
We've got... I put Amy in there as a wild card.
Your daughter?
My daughter. And no need to put Bart in. He's on all the time. But
right.
Once again, I don't know. It's been like 8 times in a row now.
Look at that. It's landing on your mother-in-law.
It's been my mother-in-law.
That's great.
And I don't think we've had Big Frida on the air except maybe... Did we ever on once since Frida's passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a very interesting call
from her today. Okay.
Good too. She was on the list anyway.
Right.
On the spin of the roulette wheel.
And she came up every time.
So let's see what happens.
Calls you need to make.
Try her at home, but I bet that, being that she's a little old lady from Pasadena, driving her convertible.
Right.
She's probably on her cell.
Hello?
No, she's at home. Hey. Hey. Hi, Mom, it's me. You're on the air.
Oh, well, good.
Hi, Big Frida.
Hi, Big Frida.
Hi, Big Frida. Hi, everybody.
Well, wanted to give you a call, doing a feature, where I'm going to spin a wheel every day, or not every day, but once a week, and call people that I've been meaning to call, friends and family.
Oh, good.
And listen to this now. I'm going to spin it again.
There it is. There's the wheel.
It's going around. There's Jimmy, and there's my friend George McFly. There's my daughter. And, it landed on you again.
There it is.
Well, it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. So, this is a good chance, first off, to get caught up.
Because mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people, I meant as far as people listening. To get caught up.
You know already.
Not for Big Freeline to get caught up.
Right.
But for everybody to know that, she's doing as well as she possibly can.
Good for her.
You know, with everything. And
right.
Anyway, as I've stated many times, I love her very much, and she's just very cool.
Mm-hmm. And she loves you very much.
Yeah. Well, don't speak of yourself in third person, but thank you. Now, I'll tell you that at our email, I did. This is unrelated to, although it's kind of related to the reason that I'm going to mention our phone call that we had earlier today.
Okay.
After I talked on the air about that private thing that happened to me, 2 or 3 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
And I don't know, I mentioned that I had talked to you about it and how cool you were about it, and,
yes,
and you were very reassuring and made me feel better. We got a lot of emails at our website,
mm-hmm,
that I didn't bother to read on the air. They're like, what a tool I was, and how dare I, you know, that it was gross, and how could I possibly talk about, you know, sex with my mother-in-law? It was not, our conversation was not graphic by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But...
weren't we both conceived the same way?
Yes.
Amen.
I believe so.
There you go.
And it is with that type of open relationship, even now 8 months after Frida's passed away, almost 8 months now, mm-hmm, that I'm still having this open relationship with her.
Good.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, it's the same woman. When Frida and I had the place at the beach, mm-hmm, right next door,
right,
this is not a made-up story that my mother-in-law, Big Frida, would quite often come over.
Right.
And she would know that when she would go, she just opened the door. She really said to me one time, what I want you to do is lock the door, because what I don't want to do is walk in and catch you watching your porno.
That's very kind.
Well, that's a very logical way to approach things. Well,
I'm sure it was
a valid concern, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much the front door led right into the living room.
Yeah.
The TV.
Oh, God.
Now, again, there might be some of you out there going to be sending in the emails going, oh, my God, I can't believe that's true.
Right.
She really did. This is the type of relationship.
It's open.
I've always had with Big Frida. She's the greatest. So, this morning, here's why you're on the, why, and let's spin it one more time.
Sure.
I think this time it's going to come up on George McFly.
Let's see.
Nope, Big Frida.
Yeah, look at that.
That's amazing.
Is the wheel fixed? Or?
No, the
I think it might be weighted.
The wheel is fixed today. I want to know, everybody's probably also wondering about the place that that we've been waiting for, the place that I thought was imaginary, all those many months going on years. I'm kidding, of course, but that period when you lived with Frida and I, you are finally in your place now.
How you doing down there? You like it?
I like it real fine.
Good.
It's a gray, misty day today.
Yes.
But it's a really nice place. I think Don likes it too, don't you, honey?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, you know I do. Yes, I do. It's just what you and Frida had wanted and desired, and it's great. Most importantly, you're happy there.
Yeah.
So,
she had dropped me. We had come over to see it in construction, and she had dropped me off, and that was the day that she was going back and sitting on the beach.
Yeah, that's the day that...
That was the last place we'd been together.
Oh, that house, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So, anyway, today, the phone rings, and I see that it's, you know, Big Frida. I pick up and go, hello, and she says, good morning, and I say hi, and she says, are you watching Montel? Now,
and did you say, as always?
You know, normally, you know, 5 days a week, my answer would be yes.
Sure.
You know, unfortunately, she caught me on the one morning.
You weren't watching it?
You were missing it. The best part.
I'm not watching Montel. So, without further ado, you just tell everybody what you told me. Here's the reason that Big Frida suggested that I watch Montel today and that we TiVo it for the show.
Okay.
Well, the program was all about different sexual things.
Uh-huh.
One thing they were talking about, something they call passion parties.
Passion parties?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You know, like dildo parties, right?
Well, maybe Buzz knows about it.
Yeah, you know this so well.
Maybe Marsh has been. Mm-hmm. But someone, a distant part of our family, is holding them. They sort of work like the...
Hold on. Did you say someone in a distant part of our family?
Yeah, really distant.
Really, really distant.
Hold on. I'm not going to mention who it is, but she's not really, really distant.
Who?
Hold on a second. Do you remember at Thanksgiving when there was the big discussion about the person that's having these parties?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Oh, no. Do you think she... You can... Oh, now, she, her feelings will be hurt if she thinks you consider her to be a distant...
No, I didn't want to get anyone...
in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she knows. She's in the inner circle. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Yeah.
So the passion party... She calls you because we thought we'd be interested in the passion party.
Yeah, because it really sounds great, you know.
Why?
I don't like to go to sleazy stores.
right.
downtown somewhere to get
dildos.
Things that they might think are fun to use.
This is nice for women. Like I think you started to say, Bigfoot, it's like a Tupperware party, only different.
So, but, that's right.
Here's the thing.
And when you go to order, you go in a separate room, and no one else knows what you ordered.
Right.
Now, bear with me on this. Maybe everybody now can figure out.
She's absolutely right. This is right in our wheelhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought it was really great, you know.
Well, to be honest, if I wanted to discuss that, I probably would just call the member of the family who's not really as far out there as you. I mean,
well, she's saying that to keep the distance for. You
yeah.
Know.
Well, I don't.
What
know
protect?
How she
well, you think I didn't? And you think I
did on the air?
You so. Think I didn't hear that at Thanksgiving?
I should have known better.
Oh, wait, hold on. At one point, seriously, it was the beautiful woman that's in this business,
right?
And my mother-in-law and another woman who I would never ever figure to be sitting at this table,
right?
And the three of them were just discussing, happy as they can be, what it's like to have a room full of chicks come over, and you've got like a wall of male prosthetics, and they're discussing the
and
thighs
and lotions.
Right. My.
Yeah, right. Tons of things.
Wow. Yeah, and that was the subject of Montel this morning.
Well, that was one of them. Then he had some other things, what to do in the shower and things.
What
things
to do in the shower?
She said what a man gets in the shower, all he thinks about is sex and business, and a woman is different. So I mentioned it to someone, and she said that's not right. So I don't know. I'm still alive, but things have changed considerably since I'm always took.
You heard from a woman who disagrees that women don't think about that in the shower.
Correct.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that they don't. Have handy things around.
I thought the passion parties were those parties they threw after that Mel Gibson movie.
No, that was a different kind of party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no. Well, this is so that really you get together and you have a lot of fun.
Well, have you thought about horning in on the territory of the beloved family member?
No.
You know, I mean, let's face it, the person you're speaking about, and I agree, I will keep her privacy. But she lives in the Metro D.C. area. I mean, you live in the Eastern Shore. I mean, you could get your own branch going, your own franchise going.
Throw your own party.
Well, this person that we're speaking of has a family relative on her side of the family who might hold a party for.
You know, if you threw one, Frieda, I think that you could probably, you might get a little press out of that, I would think.
Okay.
I think that would be a big story if you were throwing those.
Would honor
you. Could use my name if you like.
Just be able to invite everybody, new friend here in the new condo.
Sure,
you'll get to know him.
You'd be the talk of the neighborhood.
And as I mentioned, you know, you could use my name at no charge, and a publicity shot if you like. And I know that Mike would probably acquiesce the same.
I'd be proud. I would be proud.
I'll MC if you need it.
We could link it to our website.
All right. So you were watching Montel, and the thing about sex toys. You thought would be good for the show, right?
I thought it would be very interesting, and then they also had other things, you know, like certain kinds of lingerie. And,
yep. You sound like you enjoyed this, Montel.
I did. I heard the whole thing, you know.
She enjoyed sitting at Thanksgiving. Here's the thing that I don't get. How could you not know that I was totally fixated on the fact that you were sitting there with the person whose identity shall remain nameless? But is the mother of a couple of your grandchildren?
Oh God, you're chomping. You can't stand it.
I don't think either one of them would be upset by it. I agree. I won't say the name.
Right.
But I'm not going to hear you. And while she's there describing it, and people are walking by, and they're
picking... Are men able to go to these passion parties as well as women?
No. Evidently, they're just held for women. But
for women.
I think probably if you wanted to get the franchise, you could have one for men.
We could probably combine our poker night.
On your own. Uh-huh.
And at one point, seriously, the women that were sitting around the table. This is Thanksgiving, okay? Mm-hmm. And the kids.
What better time?
Now, here's the thing. It's at my sister-in-law's house, Judy. The kids are watching some TiVo of Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, that's nice.
And I am not kidding. And Big Frieda, you know, because you were there,
yeah.
Literally 20 feet away.
Yeah,
there are women.
It was the Christmas party, yeah.
It wasn't Thanksgiving. You're right, it was Christmas.
Right.
There are women that are holding up bananas. to indicate size and texture and
wow,
these toys. And meanwhile,
sounds like a hell of a Christmas party.
You know, just moment, just within earshot, the kids are all watching the happy story of Frosty the Snowman.
They don't care. They were great grandkids.
They were well distracted, and I guess some people thought you were well distracted when you were listening to every word.
You bet your ass. Which is why I thought it was interesting.
Paying attention to parents.
They normally think when they put on Frosty, you get locked in, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Don loves Frosty.
All right, well, thank you for the update on Montel. Do you watch Montel most days?
Wednesdays in particular, because he has Sylvia Brown on, who's a psychic.
Oh, that fortune teller you like this
Wednesday.
Uh-huh. And it was just on today because it comes on my thing after Regis.
On your thing.
Yeah, wasn't Regis good today?
I turned it on late and didn't pay a lot of
attention. He was good and cranky. Did you watch The View today?
Oh, yeah.
How were the ladies?
The ladies were fine. I was hoping you were watching it.
See, no wonder you two are close. You commiserate on these women's shows.
Yeah, but you know what it was? They're having some of the things that they had. They're coming up close to their 2000th show. And so they were having.
I'm excited.
They should have a passion party.
I'm goddamn excited.
I'd like to see a passion party with Star Jones and Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Well, they would be good ones.
Sure.
Anyway, Star talked about kissing with Michael Douglas, and she said, and her left leg goes up.
Like that would happen. Well, first of all, like Michael Douglas would kick Sarah Jones, and second, like her leg ever goes up on its own.
He was a guest, and he didn't seem to mind. And then they were all talking about their leg going up, but it's from the old movies, you know, when they...
Oh, sure, you lift the leg up when you kiss.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of... I've seen a lot of dogs around. I didn't know what you was talking about.
Exactly.
All right, well,
thanks for the update on Montel, on The View.
It was great hearing from you.
Yeah, and I know everybody loves hearing your voice.
Glad to hear you're doing well, Big Frida.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's, you know, it's like Don, we're okay as long as we don't have to talk about too much.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. That's the way that we're living our lives right now.
You can,
time will go, you know.
You can call here and talk about the parties.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you, and I'll see you later.
I love you too, baby.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she is. Isn't she great?
She really is.
Since she brought up that fortune teller, I'd like to send a get well wish if I might.
Oh.
Two?
Nobody even see.
No, they remember her.
No. Now you're going too inside.
Do you think? I think everyone remembers her.
But nobody knew that she was even going to be on the show today.
Yeah, but she was going to be on. And Jennifer Whisper, who brought us Buddha Mouse.
Oh, yeah, Buddha Mouse, right.
Booked to be on today, but had a small heart attack.
Oh, Lord. I was clearing my throat. I
really wanted to book her Friday, which in retrospect would have been a lot smarter.
Right.
But we wish her well.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
So that was you were basically chomping at the. This is that he was chomping to get that on the air.
No,
and
I
that
wanted
was the
her
only
to be
option.
Well.
That was the only way he saw
to work it
to
out.
Inject that into the conversation.
Right.
It's Psychic Tuesday though. It's Fortune Teller Tuesday.
Fortune Teller Tuesday.
Best wishes, Jennifer.
But we've changed that. It's now Steelers Tuesday.
That's right. We can change. We can roll with it.
And I hope that the lady that sang Buddha Mouse gets well soon.
Me too.
Amen.
Maybe she should go to a dildo party.
Cheer her up.
Hello, Don. Nice.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Howdy.
She sounds... Oh, you can definitely hear Frida's voice in her voice.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
That's been true forever.
Nice to hear. That's all.
Is what?
It was nice. It made me smile. That's all.
I got you. Thank you very much. Right,
don't shoot
it.
Me.
Hey, you know what? It's working, isn't it? That is really working.
Thank you.
That was one really scared listener.
They're trying, Don.
That's fantastic.
Has there ever been anything said better by a caller? Don't shoot me.
Don't shoot me. Fantastic. What a great attitude.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, we are. That is a major, major step forward.
Don't shoot me. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, is this to me? Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Hi there.
I'm actually a passion consultant for passion parties and a great fan of your guys'.
All right, so you have the dildo parties, too.
Did she say your guys'?
Yes,
she did.
Yes.
We won't shoot her.
Right.
We just buzzed her.
Throw her off the boat.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
just break one of her legs.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm sorry. What are the parameters of the passion parties?
Yep, that's Joe.
No means no. That's one.
Get out of here.
You know, when I think of those passion parties, I think of that stuff they show, you know, on Real Sex.
Right.
On that, you know, that's what I think of when you see that. It's always the same people. It's always the same pasty people that are involved in that.
Good heavy.
Yeah, a little heavy, like lots of leather, and then you see like the 50-year-old woman that's going.
I've got to be very careful because I'm talking about people who don't necessarily want to be talked about on the air.
Okay,
you know, my family members.
Right, of course.
Say, the mother of the grand that's doing this.
The happy party. Yeah.
I'd go to that party.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's very nice.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
What I'm saying is
about the ones I see on TV.
I don't imagine that she's got a lot of her big, fat, piggy friends there
right.
that she's selling this stuff to. But
wow.
I mean, there's a nice endorsement for her. But she herself, she's lovely. She's lovely. I mean, you would never know that she squeezed out all those great-grandchildren.
Well, that's very kind, really.
But we're not talking about her.
No.
No, we're not. And, you know,
we're coming damn close.
I know we are. And but you know what? I think tonight I'll place a call to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, you know, why go to the wife? I'll ask the husband how he feels about me.
Sure.
Might help business.
That always works. And then you know, because, you know, the best case scenario is she says, hey, no problem at all after you do it, when you ask the permission of the husband.
Well, I'm not gonna,
worst case scenario, we got two people in trouble instead of just one.
Right.
Yeah.
So the heat will be a little bit off you. That deflects a little bit of it.
Spreads it around, sure.
That's right.
I didn't mean to talk about it. Your husband said it was okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Do they have the warm wine dispensers at these passion parties?
I want a little warm Merlot.
Hello.
Dip it in the warm Merlot.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, are you guys going to watch the State of the Union address tonight?
Well, gosh, let me see, being as it's on every freaking channel, let me think. Yes, of course.
Well,
I don't know if I will.
That's a shock. I won't watch American Idol, but I will watch the State of the Union address. Yes, and we'll have something about that today. Some in-depth conversation and what?
Is American Idol even on tonight?
Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I meant to do this at the beginning of the show.
What's that?
Congratulations to our latest Supreme Court justice. We have a new Supreme Court justice.
Sam
Alito. Mm-hmm. Sammy Alito. And we always like to point out when there's a new justice. You know, we had fun with Clarence Thomas. We started that tradition with Clarence Thomas and the hair.
But there's nothing with this. This guy has nothing. Like,
yeah.
He does.
No, he's pretty good. He's pretty boring, actually.
Yeah, right.
He looks kind of boring. He looks kind of like the guy that would rat you out, you know, when you went to college
scary
or you went
smile,
to high school.
I think.
I know, are you? He did it.
You know, the guy that told us not to trip on the cord.
Kind of like that.
Can I hear your call rose imitation?
No. No, in due time. In due time.
$5.
now they're bargaining.
You say $5, make it $10.
No, $4.50.
I will not negotiate with terrorists.
Price is going down.
Love you guys.
Yeah, here. Sir?
Yes, sir.
You want to hear the Karl Rove?
Come
on over here. I see you got your best suit on.
Closer to your phone.
Right. There you go. Shouldn't have messed with a made man.
Uh-huh.
There you go, Tommy. Now roll him up in the carpet.
This guy's a big fan of Judge Alito.
Here we go. Oh, Ted Kennedy.
Too much blood has been shed in those battles. Too much sweat. Too many tears to put at risk that march for progress.
Port.
And
port,
that
port,
is
port.
What we are doing with this nominee, Mr. President.
Port.
He
port,
failed
port,
to
port.
Demonstrate before the Judiciary Committee.
Port. Port,
that
port,
he
port.
Was committed to the continued march of progress.
Port.
He doesn't have to
port,
say
port,
how he's
port.
Going to vote on a particular case, but he has to make it clear
port.
That he understands what this nation is all about.
Great big fart.
That's what Ted Kennedy says.
That is almost like, and I asked him to stay. That's almost not quite that level of passion.
And I asked him to stay. Passion, that's all we're getting calls about.
That sounds
now.
Like Teddy was having a passion party there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I bet he's had a few of those.
I think he has a passion party. Well, I think it's been a while since Ted Kennedy's had a passion party.
Probably.
I think most likely now passion, I'm going to be very careful, I always say this, passion now probably is
A trip down to the wine store.
Digesting food.
Oh,
That's
okay. Gotcha. Yeah, but the very last part of that
the way the body breaks down food.
Yeah,
right.
The moment of
that's right.
The moment of saying goodbye.
That could be good.
The way your digestive tract works.
I can
works.
Put it the best. He has a passion party when he drops the kids off at the pool.
Thank you. Hello. He loves Baby Ruth. Hello.
Donna Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi there.
That was great.
Hello, you are on the air.
I do passion parties.
Of course you do. Rob's going to translate for you.
You do passion parties.
Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, okay, you do passion parties, and
I love it.
Yeah.
I am cute, and these girls love it, and I get boxes filled with dildos. It's great.
Okay.
Well, that's the point, I guess.
There you go.
Filling those boxes.
Anything else?
No, I just think it's absolutely wonderful, and you definitely need to set up one for Big Frida.
I love hearing the translation. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for the call. Bye. Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What did I tell you the first time we met?
I know. You're a Niners fan.
I'm a Niners fan.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What?
Who would you do? Diaz or Gray?
Talk about your liver lately.
Yeah, they like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
Cameron Diaz or Cameron Gray?
It's inside there. <day. laughs>
Cameron Gray is the, he's not the program director. He's
operations director.
Operations director.
Very good. Yes.
Mike, I'm no faggot. I would do Cameron Diaz.
I think I probably would, too.
Good for you.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's tough, though. It is. It's tough to decide.
Cameron has such a pretty mouth.
Step up now. I very rarely tell you to step away. I mean, I often tell
Are
you
to step calling
away.
Him to the microphone?
I very rarely now tell you to step up.
Don is calling Rob to the microphone.
Hello. Please tell us about the beautiful mouth of Cameron Gray, who works here.
Beautiful.
Why?
Perfect.
In what way, fag?
It always says good things to me. Hello, Rob. How are you? And she's got that big Joker mouth. Who wants that?
And the full lips.
Yeah.
Which
Cameron
one?
Gray.
Cameron Gray.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess Diaz and Gray both have full lips. Mm-hmm. Nice, beautiful full lips.
Thank you, Mike.
You can't lose. They're both athletic.
It's a win-win.
They both like Justin Timberlake.
Yes, but she is fair and he is dark.
They both use tampons.
That's it. It's a push.
Okay.
It's a wash.
Push, push in the bush. Oh, Brett Favre. Is he going to quit or not? Because we're going to do like a football segment here.
If I had to pick right now, so once they just make a damn decision and live with it, I would say I'm not coming back.
Okay.
Wow.
Doesn't look good for Packer fans.
How do you feel about that? Number one Packer fan?
I bet he'll change his mind. He'll probably come back.
Do you want him to come back?
Yeah.
Of course I do, Mike. Like Lombardi does.
A certain magic still lingers in the very name.
Lombardi.
It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Hey, Packer fan.
Whoa!
Scared?
But it's not the Packer fans we're talking about now.
Steeler fans? Scared?
That's right. It's time for our salute to the Super Bowl. Now, a couple of things before we call this mayor of Washington, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen this on the news. Heard about it. It's like always the last item before they sign off for the night.
Right.
The town in Pennsylvania is Washington, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They're afraid the people will be confused and think that they're not loyal to the Steelers because Seattle plays in the state of Washington.
I see.
So for the week, they're changing the name of the town to Steeler, Pennsylvania.
What a good idea that is.
Now, We're going to be calling him as two sports radio guys who love the Steelers.
Of course. Yes, on Free Sports Talk.
We will be using our Fargo voices.
Oh, because we just think it's kind of Midwestern and, I don't know, it's kind of football-y.
I mean, I lived in Pittsburgh and worked there twice. I actually lived there twice. The accent is definitely not anything towards what we're going to be doing.
Right, right.
But for the purposes of this segment, we're going to say all for Big Ben.
Uh-huh.
All for Cower Power.
All for the ball. All for the commercials. All for the wings.
So we're going to call the guy now.
Uh-huh.
And the names that we're going to use, Michael B., Jim Shorts.
Uh-huh.
Get it like Jim Shorts.
Oh, I'm going to be Jim?
Well, the more I thought about
you want the good one, yes. You got the better name.
Yeah,
but you came up with a name, Sue. That's
Jim
fair.
Jim Shorts is pretty good.
No, he came up with another one. I believe it's just in my stupid mind. This is truly a great name.
We were just sitting in the office today, and Buzz, that Jim Shorts is something that, like,
oh, no, it's been around.
Rarely see you,
I rarely see you when you're, like, writing down, crack yourself up. But this cracked you up before you told me what it was.
Hi, I'm Ace Bandage.
It's the Ace and Jim show.
Uh-huh.
Actually, no. It's the locker room.
Perfect.
How foolish of me. It's the locker room with Jim Shorts and Ace Bandage.
Okay, you ready? Let me see what other music do we have.
Yeah, we have to have better sports music.
Well, it's all NFL stuff.
Mm-hmm. Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose.
Hold on a second.
Do we have that? Hey!
Oh, Gary Glitter?
Yeah,
we got that somewhere.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
John Facenda.
Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along.
We did that a long time ago, didn't we? Where we had the music and we, like, made up stories for each of us based on the on that dramatic NFL film's music.
Third down, 4 yards to go.
All right, well, Rob...
Ottinger had gotten a haircut.
Rob, you know, I bet it's on one of our box sets. But never mind, we just called the guy without it. Oh, you got it? Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so you wanted the da-na-na-na-na.
Modern sports music.
All right, good. We'll call the guy up.
The locker room.
Buzz, you'll be ready for the intro.
Right.
And Robbie, he's ready to go on the air, right? And remember, for no particular reason, we will be using our Fargo voices.
Right.
It's not indigenous to the Pittsburgh area.
No, but it's indigenous to the locker room show. The afternoon locker room get-together.
Hello, is this the mayor?
Yes, it is.
Would you please stand by to go on live CBS radio?
Sounds good.
And Buzz, you're on.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's The Locker Room with Ace Bandage and Jim Shorts. Now, here are your hosts, Ace and Jim.
Yeah, hey, and welcome there to The Locker Room, everybody.
Big week on the show, you know, We're for crazy for the big game coming up.
You know, I'm the big Steelers fan. Hi there, this is Ace Bandage.
And I'm Jim Shorts. We're real excited to have a guy that you might have heard about, you know, on the news then.
So it's from the town of no more known as the Washington, Pennsylvania.
No, it's they changed the name for the big game to Steeler, Pennsylvania.
That's kooky. Here's the mayor. Hey there, mayor.
How's everybody doing?
Hi there.
Mayor Kenneth Westcott. So, why'd you change the name then?
Sure, support for the Steelers, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the big game, right?
Well, we didn't want anybody confusing Washington, with the state of Washington supporting the Seahawks. We want to make sure that everybody knows here in Washington we support our Steelers.
All for Cower Power.
Cower Power, exactly.
All for that man's jaw.
Do you got any of the police cars in your town?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You got any of them there police cars
in
the town?
We
got one or two, yes.
You're going to paint them black and gold?
No, they're going to stay the color, but we have black and gold banners on them right now, though.
Oh, you got the black and gold on the police cars?
Yes.
You got me on that one. I didn't think you'd really do it.
All for football.
That's right.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, what else are you going to be doing?
Well, we're holding a tailgate party this Saturday night at a local bar. We're going to have free food, free entertainment, and asking everybody to come out and support our Steelers.
Free food.
It's the locker room show, hey. And you know we're the big Steeler fans. Let's go, Big Ben.
Go.
How are you doing? This is Ace Bandage.
I'm Jim Shorts. Hey, Ace, how long you been rooting for them Steelers?
The mayor here?
No, yeah. I'm talking to Ace.
The Ace? Now, come on. You know I've been rooting for the Steelers ever since my paw was a minor.
That's right,
back there. Back in the day, back there.
Back in that good time then.
In the Berg.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you, when did you jump on the Steelers bandwagon there, Mr. Shorts?
A couple of weeks ago, kind of like the Roethlisberger. Is he your favorite player, Mr. Mayor?
I got to say the bus right now is probably my favorite player.
That's Jerome Bettis.
Yes, correct. Jerome Bettis.
That's right, then.
Have you ever met the Rooneys? Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Well, yeah. Which one? The old one or the young one?
I actually met one of the sons, Art Jr.
He ain't that young anymore, though, right,
well,
Ben?
Yeah, but he's young compared to the other ones.
Yeah, the other ones are older, then.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We had a wonderful interview with him that we played earlier on the locker room, done by our correspondent Ben Gay, and now the tape was back from, you know, back in like the 60s when the Steelers didn't win very good. And the question is, here's the question on the locker room show.
Yeah, go tell them, Ace.
How come they only got the picture of Steelers on one side of the helmets there, huh?
Well, the only thing I know, can tell you for sure is they didn't have the money to put it on both sides back way back when.
So they went with the only one side. Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Would you be having that game there on the big screen there?
Absolutely.
Would it be in that the high definition?
Well, I'm sure it will be.
Okay.
I want to tell you something right now, sports fans. You're listening to the Locker Room Show there, and this is Ace Bandage.
And I'm Jim Shorts. We're talking with the mayor of Steeler, Pennsylvania. You know who he's rooting for then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this whole high definition thing's a fad.
Oh, you don't think it's going to stick?
Yeah, that's why I still got the black and white.
Oh, well, they're selling a lot of them big TVs.
And
you know, the big ones that are rectangular.
I don't believe in the... I don't like the cable either. I still got the good old rabbit antenna ears.
Well, you live close to the station. You should be able to get that picture there for the Super Bowl. Which channel is it on?
It's on Channel 6.
Channel 6 will be coming in pretty good then, huh?
Oh, and that Terry Bradshaw. Oh, for rubbing that bald head for good luck, huh, Mayor?
Absolutely.
How about that number 12, huh?
So, Mr. Absolutely. Mayor, what will you be serving, like, for vittles?
We'll be having kielbasa and pierogies.
Oh, boy. I know that, then. That's the potato thing, right,
yes,
Ben?
Yes, correct, yes.
The pierogies. Oh, those are yummy, then.
That's traditional out here.
And, Mr. Mayor,
yes.
Yeah, listen, everyone, it's the Locker Room Show, and today we're showing our bias, because, you know, yeah, hey there, we's the Steelers fans.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, you got a town bird?
No, we do. Well, a dead Seahawk, how's that?
A dead Seahawk, that's, yeah, you're still talking the football.
Hey, now, listen, I want to say something that, you know, we don't have to talk about killing animals, even if you're just kidding there, Mr. Mayor.
He died of old age.
Yes, old age. So, besides the pierogies and the kielbasa, we have wings.
Don't like nobody talk about killing no animals.
Oh, we'll have Seahawk wings. How's that?
Seahawk wings.
Oh, now listen, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
How would it be if someone said we're going to have Steeler arms? That wouldn't be too funny now, would it?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. I wouldn't see the humor in that. Absolutely correct.
You got to remember, my dad, he worked there in the steel mines.
Oh, yes. There all sorts of tough things that happened.
Ace Bandage Sr.
You mean the mill?
The mill.
Still
in a mill. Exactly right.
Mill.
He was a funky.
You'll be wearing your jersey then?
Absolutely. Black and gold. The whole city is black and gold for the entire week.
Do you wear jeans or you wear the black pants with
the
jersey?
I have black jeans I wear.
Yeah, at my house I'm having the honey-baked ham with the glaze on it. All for the glaze.
Oh, I tell you, Mrs. Bandage puts out a heck of a spread. It's delicious. Hey, well, I got an idea for you then, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
How about at your big party, instead of using napkins, why don't you make them little mini terrible towels?
Oh, hey, we could do that.
That'd be a great idea, then.
Tremendous idea.
I think that'd be a lot of fun, then.
Absolutely.
We got to say again that you're listening to the Locker Room Show. Yeah, and you know we're for the Steelers. Yeah, go Steelers. And how about the bus? The wheels on the bus.
Go around and round.
Go around, exactly.
And Hines Ward.
Sure.
He's got some sticky fingers, don't he, huh?
Hey, I need to tell you a story. Hines is the honorary mayor of the city of Washington back in October.
Well, that's Steeler now.
That's right.
He's the honorary mayor of Steeler.
Yeah.
You know what, we'll be serving over there at the Shorts House. We're getting two bushels of clams.
Clam, okay.
Yeah, steam them up and dip them in butter. They knock your socks off.
Well, I can tell you this right now, gentlemen. You're two smart guys, because you support the Steelers.
Do you eat any eggs at the party?
Oh, we don't have any eggs?
How do you like them? How do you like your eggs?
Devil.
Crazy.
Over easy.
I like them devil.
Oh, that'd be good stuff.
What about pickled eggs?
Pickled. They got any pickled eggs in your bar where you're going to the game?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Will your vice mayor be there?
Well, my, absolutely. Everybody will be there.
And your town council?
Council will be there.
Oh, for media coverage, can you tell us here on the locker room, like, what kind of media people besides our show has been calling you or coming to see you?
Oh, I've got calls from, in fact, I talked to Portland earlier and Vancouver, Canada, and it's been crazy.
I got another idea for the mayor at the party.
What's that, Jim?
After, they're going to be serving the pierogies and the kielbasa. Why don't they serve Franco burgers? Or Franco and beans, you know, for the Franco Harris.
We could, hey, you know what? You guys have some great ideas.
Franco's.
You want to be party planners.
Franco's Italian Army, yeah. And hey, how about that Lynn Swan there? He's running for the governor.
Governor, yes.
Running for the governor.
Oh, good. I like him. He's a good stealer.
You know what's the downer, though?
Heck of a receiver.
The downer. Sorry, everybody. Downer Patrol. I don't remember the name of the stealer, but... He went crazy on the roids.
Oh, yeah.
And he killed himself.
Oh, yeah, for crazy.
Oh, the roids.
Bad stuff, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, don't ever take the roids.
No, we stay away from that. I have roids, but I don't take them.
No cream, no clear.
You have roids?
I have roids, yeah, but I don't take any drugs.
Oh, really? Oh,
are you talking about hemorrhoids?
No, there you go.
Well,
I'm talking about steroids. There was a guy, although I bet many of the Steeler players have hemorrhoids.
Oh, sure. Why do you think they called him Mean Joe?
I bet among your modern Steelers that probably the most beloved bus has hemorrhoids.
I would say so. Mr. Mayor, if we can ask you a question about your roids.
But it was steroids I was talking about, not the hemorrhoids there.
Well, now we're on another subject then. Which you prefer, the Tux or the Preparation H?
Definitely the Preparation H.
Preparation H then, yeah.
Yes.
Keep that away from your pierogies.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chuck Knoll had some pretty bad hemorrhoids back in the day.
Most of them do, the coaches, you know, with walking the sidelines then.
So, listen, in closing here on the locker room, this is Ace Bandage.
And I'm Jim Shorts, and we're talking with Mayor Kenneth Westcott.
He's from Steeler, Pennsylvania. Yeah, so do you think they'll get one for the farm?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to celebrating here Monday.
How's about a prediction on the score, Mr. Mayor?
27-14.
Oh, boy, okay. Hope your roids don't get to be the size of a decent pierogi.
Thanks, gentlemen. You're fun.
And don't you think it's a good thing, God, that the game's being played in Detroit so that we get all of the Steelers fans up there and we don't have those faggot latte-drinking listing queer baits from Seattle with their grunge music.
Come on now, stop it.
I hate the Seattle area.
Oh, come on, take your pill.
I like the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Take your pill.
Did you two go see Humpback Mountain?
Humpback Mountain. Mayor, politically incorrect.
Oh, for the
I've always been that way, I'm sorry.
Hey, Mayor, we don't work blue.
Okay.
Good luck.
I got it up, I didn't.
Thanks for being on the show on the locker room.
Thanks. Hold on. I'm a go Steelers.
Hold on just a moment,
go
please.
Go Steelers.
Oh, now we'll have the
see
updates.
See this summer when he changes the name to Pirates.
That's right.
We'll have the updates on the scores coming up, and then Joe Ardinger will be breaking down the Super Bowl for you.
Fantastic, Ace.
Yeah.
All right, Rob.
Mayor. Thank you so much. How do you think it went?
I love that question.
Yeah, they had a blast, too. Well, excellent. Well, it sounds like you had a good time. Good luck and go Steelers.
Yeah, well. He did have a good time.
Yeah.
Mayor had a good
time to radio.
Hey, you know what? Anyway. Through all that, the mayor admitted he had a hemorrhoid problem. I think that was worth something right there.
He made a gay joke.
Yes, through Humpback Mountain.
Humpback Mountain.
His roids.
That's good, then.
Yeah.
You don't think he's... Ace doesn't believe that high def
is here to
gonna
stay.
Last.
No,
I don't think so, Mike.
It's a fad. It's a fad. That's when I almost lost it. And for 1 second, your Fargo accent went somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Yes.
I'm not
I'm not talented like you, Mike. I can't do the voices.
It was
you know what I know.
Second, but it went for hello, yes, it is. I'm from Transylvania. Well, the mayor was a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. we're going to try to find someone from the Seattle area to have on the air later this week.
Okay. To have on the locker room?
Yes.
Perfect.
For the locker room.
We'll find the dumbest thing they're doing out in the Seattle area. You know?
Well, I think I've already got a pretty good idea. You're also telling me how about the whole 12th man?
We're talking to the 12th man.
Like when you put the big flag up on the Space Needle there, yeah.
If there's only 12, how can they make all that noise?
The Hasselback. How come they don't have the toupee?
Yeah, it looks about as a cue ball. Come on now, they can afford the hair plants.
That Mike Holmgren, you know what that is, man.
Yeah.
That's angioplasty waiting to happen. I hope they win.
Yeah. Speaking of roids.
See, I just did it again. I hope they win. I hope they win. See?
It really works for anything.
Welcome to the locker room. Hello. The locker room. See? Bueno. Welcome to the locker room.
Here's Pedro Bandage. Oh, God. Oh, football.
It's football time.
Oh, football.
It's Super Bowl XL. You know, and would they ever, you think after this, of course they won't. Well, I wish they would drop the Roman numerals, and I wish they would stop giving it a number.
Right.
I mean, I love football, and I love the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
I mean, if it gets to be 40, okay, mm-hmm. have a party.
Right.
10 years, have the 50th party. Mm-hmm. But now you're going to get into XLI, then XLII, and then XLIII. And, you know, nobody gets that stuff.
They'll never change it.
No, I mean, it's not like they never say World Series
mm-hmm. no.
176.
The World Series.
No, they do it so they can sell the jackets.
Or is that
the whole reason?
Or is that article in the paper today was, you know, the big game.
Mm-hmm.
The big game, all the ways to get around saying you're having a Super Bowl sale or a Super Bowl wing-eating party.
Because they'll sue you, right? The NFL will sue you if you're like a store that says, you
know, and they will take your children from you.
Right.
Yeah, they're awful like that. And they put them into slave labor where they make the replica jerseys. So whatever you do, don't say Super Bowl if you're not sanctioned by the NFL to say Super Bowl.
The big game.
Right.
The big game.
Like the Pro Bowlers Tour. The big game. The big match.
That's right. And there was, for a while, thank you for reminding me, Rob. For a while, there were some people that were calling it the Superb Owl.
Just to get around it.
It's so ridiculous.
Really, because like S-U-P-E-R-B, mm-hmm. Superb,
mm-hmm.
Owl, O-W-L.
Perfect.
So together it would say Super Bowl, but technically you would say, come see the Superb Owl.
Yeah, and you get a little picture of a bird down there and they won't bother you.
Right.
Well, they might figure it out because they desperately need the money.
All for birds.
They really do need the money.
All for the NFL.
NFL's not really cutting it.
No.
All for Super Bowl XL.
Oh, that's good.
All for Detroit.
All for Transylvania.
All for all those DJs, all those smelly BJs. Sitting right next to each other, yeah.
Welcome to Radio Row. I smell something bad. I think it's the DJ next to me.
It's Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yes. I think the Mad Dog just broke it.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Mike, you can't bust on Don too much. Your accent went Irish on you halfway through.
I don't doubt it. That is a very difficult accent to sustain.
Ben, thanks for coming on, Mr. Mayor. What a fine day we're going to have in Steeler, Pennsylvania.
Why did you change the name of your city? Why did you do it?
Yeah.
Didn't seem to notice.
They are magically delicious.
Pink hearts, green clovers, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Bandage and Jim Shards.
We should do this, and then we will come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield Monorail. I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook. And by gum, it put them on the map. Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail. What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It flies as softly as a cloud. Is there a chance the track could bend? Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir. I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice. What's it called? Once again.
It's all cracked
and broken. Sorry, Mom. The mother's broken. Mono. Don't.
Don't. It's all
in the mind show. Warning may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn it.
All right. Thank you, Homer. Everybody plays, every radio station, every DJ has played Simpsons tapes for as long as the show's been on, like, you know,
30 years,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
We've had to step out from the pack. We've had to now go to the long form Simpsons tape.
That's all right.
I certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Your lesser known Flintstones.
Simpsons.
Simpsons, although I do have the Flintstones, too.
Kind of the Flintstones of this generation.
I brought that in, too.
It's amazing how long that show has been on the air and funny.
Yeah. Brought in not only the Locomotion song, but also...
You know, a town with money's a...
Hold on a second. Where's Fred? Number five?
I think so. Number five.
Yeah, I brought this one in, too. What the hell?
Yabba dabba doo!
That's Homer being...
Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
I like the Simpsons.
You gotta go deep into your Simpsons, though.
But you're a connoisseur. You've been watching that almost since it's been on, right?
It consistently is funny every single week. Mm-hmm. It's great. I like it, but I don't like it the way that I like 24.
Of course.
I don't like it the way that I used to like American Idol. I'm not watching American Idol tonight. Did watch 24 last night.
Right.
We all agree it's great.
Fantastic.
Right?
How long have you been playing me?
Oh, Jack.
I'm Jack. Don't get mad at me.
I got news about you, pal.
I'm not the man you knew before.
Apparently.
No, I got news about you.
Who are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anybody. Who are you?
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Okay. Let's just talk.
Shut up, stupid.
Kiefer Sutherland. Here's the latest on this guy.
Yeah? He's been doing some strange things.
Hmm. Now, you know, he goes out and he gets all banged up, and he took out a Christmas tree recently in a lobby. And
at like 9 o'clock in the morning, he wouldn't listen.
This is the pattern that he enjoys: going out to clubs at 8 or 9 in the morning, and then getting bombed off his ass. There was a story on the news just last week that he was that he had to be taken home because he was in a bar at 9 in the morning,
and he brings his buddies with him.
Well, and as it turns out, I did a little more research into this. He meets people, and he becomes fast friends with them in the bar.
Strangers, you mean?
Well, remember the story from last week was that he wanted to buy everybody in the bar a drink.
Right.
And they said, of course, because you're Kiefer Sutherland. They said, oh, you know, dude, I don't have my wallet.
So the story you read last week, it seemed to me that he was with people, that he brought people with him. Is that not the case? Does he solo fly?
That is not the case, because the story now is... When Kiefer Sutherland is going out now,
right?
This is a decision he has made and Fox has made. When he goes out to socialize, he has a guy that's with him.
Ah, good. Like a bodyguard?
That's good. Well, they don't want to call him a bodyguard.
No.
And they don't want to call him a...
Chaperone?
A chaperone. They don't want to call him a guy that's there.
An orderly?
I mean, right. Any number of things. Yes. He's Kiefer's friend.
His friend is paid by the Fox Network.
What's his job? Here's his job. His job is to go to a bar with Kiefer Sutherland. Now, Kiefer Sutherland is allowed to go to a bar.
Of course.
Whenever he wants to.
Right.
This guy has been hired
to make sure that Kiefer Sutherland stops meeting people in bars and inviting them to come back to his house.
He's very friendly.
Let me see. Okay, his guy, the guy's that doesn't have the guy's name. They just on Sunday night, they're in a bar on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Kiefer Sutherland, who went alone, left the bar with a caravan of 8 cars behind him.
I love this guy.
All of them going back to his Los Angeles home for an afternoon of boozing.
Right.
This started Sunday morning. He was at the bar Sunday morning, uh-huh. 9 o'clock.
I'd like you all to follow me.
Met these people.
Don't worry. If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead by now.
I know.
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat. But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end.
Yeah, I know.
When your stomach starts to digest it, pull it out. Taking your stomach lining with it. Most people may take about a week to die. It's very painful.
There you go. So, sounds like he gets to his laughing place on Sunday morning.
So, this is now in the Los Angeles Times today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the guys. The guy, guy's name is Hal Kasich.
This the friend or one of the guys that went back to his house?
It's one of the guys who went back to his house.
Okay.
The guy's name is Hal Kasich.
Hal.
So they're talking to him. And he says that he is in Santa Monica on Sunday morning. And that there's a bar that's open right on the beach. And Kiefer Sutherland is in there and he's drunk already at 9 in the morning. And he's inviting people to come in and have Bloody Marys or whatever they like, whatever eye-openers they like.
Oh, right.
Nice.
He then says they're there a couple of hours. Kiefer says, let's move the party to my house. Guy gets in his car. Kiefer Sutherland gets in his car. They drive to Kiefer Sutherland's house. Then he says, there's this... Now I'm going to quote the guy. The guy, the friend of Hal, this guy. He's got this guy who said to me and my friends, we could not come into Kiefer Sutherland's home. We said we were following him home, and that he invited us. And he said, get the F out of here.
Oh.
He said we can't go home with Kiefer Sutherland. He also said that he's had to say this to a lot of different people.
Mm.
And he's very sorry, but that Kiefer is not allowed to have anybody over.
He can't have any friends over right
come
now.
Come out and play.
That is too funny. So he gets loaded, invites people, and then they got a blocker.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, I don't either, Kiefer.
Yeah, I hope you can live with that.
I can live with that.
I have killed 2 people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now.
Well, okay, I'll be more afraid of you.
Shut up, stupid.
What are you talking
about? Shut up.
All right.
Shut up, stupid.
What?
Make a sound, and I will blow your brains out all over the windshield. Did you get that?
Damn it!
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Damn it!
Shut up, stupid.
Hey.
Okay, so that's the latest on him.
That is, I think, stay tuned because there will probably be more on that.
All right, then there's a story that I saw last night that I'll just paraphrase for you. Brokeback Mountain. The movie is based in Wyoming. They did not film the movie in Wyoming.
No.
They filmed the movie in Canada. They make a lot of movies now in Canada.
Yeah.
Right, I agree, Rob. Boo on that. Anyway, the problem in Wyoming is, and there's no politically correct way to put this, so I'll just say they don't present the stories to you like this the way that I do. The people of Wyoming don't like all the homos that are coming to their state trying to find a mountain where the cowboys humped.
Oh.
And people now the state of Wyoming is having to come out with a PR campaign,
sure,
to say, come to Wyoming, it's a great place to vacation, but incidentally, the movie was not filmed in Wyoming.
Wow.
The last movie to be filmed in Wyoming was Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, my God.
And
isn't Wyoming where they had that horrible gay bashing incident a few years back?
There is a gigantic homophobe community that lives in Wyoming. And there are, now, if you go to,
They made a movie about it, actually.
I don't know where I saw this today, if it was on Newsfilter or on FARC.org or one of those sites, but there are big signs, big homemade signs saying, faggot, go home, movie not filmed here.
Wow.
So let's hear it for the great state of Wyoming.
It was a pretty good movie, too, they made about that gay bashing where they killed that
guy. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name.
I forgot. They run it on cable all the time. All I'll think of it.
Matthew something.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry, I believe, was his name.
Sorry to hear that.
What about Matthew Perry? I'm reading, like they didn't know that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The people on Friends,
mm-hmm.
they're all coming together next year to give us 4 Friends specials.
Right. Yeah. Well, you knew that. I mean, how many solo acts are we going to get from what's his name, David Schwimmer?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. And then the thought is that if these 4 Friends like mini specials go well, that the next spinoff will be to have the 3 guys.
Yep.
Getting their own TV show.
Joey got canceled, right?
Yeah, but they're thinking about bringing him back now, because if they bring him back with Matthew Perry and with Schwimmer, mm-hmm. it'll be those 3 guys, and they'll have all new adventures.
They really haven't done anything since Friends broke up.
No.
Really. I mean, I don't think anyone... The only one that's really worked consistently with...
Jen has.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course she has. Uh-huh. But the...
She's worked it. I mean, she's not been working.
And
but she's
I sat
just been
there and
it.
Really worked it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
You know what? I take it back. She's been in a bunch of bad movies.
Yeah.
It's not that she's not working.
She's the only one that's been successful.
She was in that, I didn't see it, the awful movie with Kevin Costner, where mm-hmm. he's like the guy that bangs the mom and
right.
the sister and then the daughter. I didn't see it, but it was one of those feel-good family things around the holidays.
Yeah, it was called Nanny McPhee.
And she was also in the movie where she, like, got raped or something, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Jennifer Aniston's been working.
Courtney Cox hasn't been working, right?
No. Well,
no. Except being Jennifer Aniston's friend.
And also changing David Arquette.
Right. Constantly.
He is working always.
That's a full-time job.
He's making great movies.
Big adult diapers.
I'm David Arquette.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How's it?
Hi there.
Big surprise. Wyoming gay bashing. Guess who's from Wyoming?
Who?
Dick Cheney.
Yes, Dick Cheney.
Wow, that's just a coincidence.
Congressman from Wyoming.
Thank you. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Don, friend. You can take the most ordinary things in the world and make them hilarious. And Mike, you're one of the most gifted impressionists I've ever known.
Like
see you later, guys.
Thank you. I was trying to hang up on you before. Who can turn the world on with their smile
you
when you're looking at us?
A nothing day.
And suddenly
make it all seem
worthwhile.
The Laramie Project. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the movie.
It's you, girl, and you should know it. Every little glance. And
please show it.
And something.
In every movement you show
and
it.
In every movie you show it. Love is all around.
Mm-hmm.
No need to fake it. You can have the town. Why don't you
take it?
You might just make it after all.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that hat, bitch.
Why don't we slip into our skirts now? We can do that right now.
I thought you guys already had.
That's a piece of Americana, Mike.
Yes, I know.
Like you didn't watch it like everybody else
did. I did watch it. I did, yes.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Who was Murray Slaughter's wife?
Georgette?
No.
That was Ted's wife.
I can picture
her. Murray Slaughter's wife, in real name, her real name was, oh, Christ, Joyce Bulifant. Was that it?
Bulifant.
Joyce Bulifant.
Bottom right.
Character's name or the actress's name?
Yeah, the actress's name. Murray Slaughter's wife, Murray Slaughter. And you'll get this one real easy. Gordy the Weatherman, who was he?
John Amos.
That's
right.
Oh, hold on. That's right. That's
who was also
that's right.
James Adams.
Evans is dead.
James Adams, guy on Channel 4. Damn. Sorry about that, Jimmy.
If you're husband of Florida Evans.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, Christ, we're running out of time. You'll be interested to know, those of you that watch American Idol, I don't anymore, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
First name Will, last name Power.
Good job.
The two guys, the brothers, literally the black guys, the brothers that we had on.
Yeah, they went through to Hollywood.
The tape of them, that it was found out after they made it through the first round that they had been boosting cars or stealing cars.
Identity
or
theft is how they did it.
Uh-huh. Anyway, they're out. The people from American Idol finally wised up and said, even though one of them is out of jail now,
right.
they'll fill the slot with somebody else.
And it just, you know, when they came out with that story, it was weird to read that they did it with identity theft.
Yeah.
That's how they were trying to purchase like a Chevy Malibu or something like
and
that.
And then the last thing that I found on the computer today was this list. I love a good list. You know, If you just go to, like, Google and put current list or hot chick list,
really?
It gives you 8,000 things. There's a site called AskMen.com,
okay. Uh-huh.
Which is just ridiculous crap. It's like all these things. But there's a survey there, and 2.5 million men were asked the celebrity that they would want to have a long-term relationship with.
Like a friend?
So now we're not talking about...
This is not sex.
No, it is sex.
It is sex.
And the parameters are on the website. I'm going to paraphrase it to you now. We're like this. It's not a one-night stand. It's not somebody that you want to just screw and have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone that you want to commit your life to, who you think would be an outstanding wife.
Easy. Easy for me.
Go.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay. Not on the list.
Oh, I'm surprised. He wasn't on the list?
No. My answer, Beth Ann McBride, also not on the list.
We're both not on the list.
What the hell's going on?
God, I don't really... That's ridiculous.
Not a legitimate list, then.
I guess my second choice doesn't work either. Kenny Mayne?
Oh, yes. Kenneth.
Tell me he's not on the list. Can you disappoint me again?
Jesus. If we're staying in the world of ESPN, I'd go with Trey Wingo.
None of these people are on the list.
No. The number one chick that men want to have a absolute 100% long-term committed relationship with is Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not bad. Followed by, and this I don't get. I mean, I can understand guys wanting to screw her. Angelina Jolie.
See, I wouldn't think that she'd be there for long term because she'd be kind of wacky.
And again, they make the point on this website of saying you're not just going to get in there and hit it and get out.
Right.
It's not just sex. It's like the rest of your life with this woman.
Because the stink of Billy Bob hasn't worn off as far as I'm
concerned. Thank you, Mike.
I mean, really, I thought about that. When you think about Angelina Jolie in that role, and then you see some of the movies that Billy Bob Thornton has made over the years, you know, I still think about it. What, didn't they wear vials of each other's blood?
Yes, mm-hmm. They did.
That I can't get by that.
And, of course, then there's the whole thing with her and the 8,000 Chinese kids that she's adopting. And
Not to mention the bun in the oven.
And then there's Charlize Theron.
Now, if that baby comes out Chinese, they've got trouble.
Charlize Theron is on the list. She I could see maybe having a long-term with.
Yeah.
She could be the next Mrs. Sure. Mrs. May.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got two that Natalie Portman, not my taste,
oh,
but maybe
like
some
her.
Of you guys dig that.
I totally dig her.
That pasty white Kate Moss looking, you know.
No. What are you talking about?
Like a
How
twig.
Can you compare that? She is thin. She is very thin.
Watch her in the Star Wars movies. don't even do a search to find a picture of her. You're not going to win me over.
I'm not trying to. I'm just.
Are you? I know Rob is in the Portman club. Are you in the Portman Club?
I'm looking at her now. Not so much. Though.
Okay.
I don't think.
And finally, the last is Eva Longoria.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, but now hold on. Again.
Well, this seems to be one-night stand territory.
Yeah, it's not who you want to bang. It's who you want to have the most long-term relationship
Women with. Of substance, like Kathy Bates.
I'm just giving you the right example.
You know, somebody that you can talk to.
Someone you can get in a hot tub with.
Exactly.
Right? About there. Schmidt.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women of substance. Women of substance. That's what I want.
Okay.
Like Joy Behar.
Oh, Miss Behar.
I'm filling my hot tub right now. Got Kathy Bates on one side of me, Joy Behar on the other.
I think you got no water in there. That's what I think.
Who needs water?
Well, you know, tonight on TV, oh, what a great night this is. You've got two really great shows.
Mm-hmm.
First, you've got American Idol,
mm-hmm.
Which most of you will watch. Most of America will watch. Sure. I won't, as I mentioned. And followed up at 9 o'clock by a really great comedy, The George Bush Show.
it's the pilot episode.
So you're going to have two really great episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, The George Bush Show tonight, much like Will and Grace,
mm-hmm.
it's a little stunt for the sweeps.
Sure.
It's going to be live.
Yeah,
it'll
be good.
It's going to be no redos, no mulligans tonight.
Anything could happen.
On The George Bush Show. You know, hilarity ensues.
Oh, Georgie.
Hilarity ensues tonight when George comes home and accidentally presses the button.
Big, big time fun. See how many times he messes up his lines.
All right, so the State of the Union speech is tonight. There's not to get totally serious on your ass, but there's a lot of stuff out there. There's the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the war.
Right.
And then there's the war.
Right.
And then there's, oh, yeah, the journalist that just almost got killed in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the war. and then there's gas prices, and then there's the war.
And corruption.
And then there's the war.
Right.
But somehow he's going to turn it into a TV show tonight.
And turn it around.
That we're
going to
love watching.
That's right. I think it's going to be fantastic.
We are going to love. We actually have a preview of this hot show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have it for you in just a second.
Very, very exciting.
Okay.
Hey, I found the third person for the hot tub. Local. Just the tip of the hat to the local people. Miss Barbara Harrison. Well, she's thinner than they are. So I thought that, you know, be a little balanced.
Yeah.
You know, I just, a tribute. Babs Harrison. Wearing her wool suit.
That's going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
I see your attraction.
You know, that's, yeah, well, it's not a one-night stand, Buzz. It's companionship.
Right. Lifelong.
It's a meaningful, long-term relationship.
You're a cold man.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know if you're doing a hot tub with Kathy Bates
right.
and with Joy Behar,
mm-hmm.
you know if you're talking local news anchors,
right.
you'll have to buy a bigger hot tub, yes,
right.
but you got to put Susan Kidd in there. I mean, listen, what is Barbara Harrison, a size 4? Really? I mean,
yeah.
she can't read a teleprompter
mm-hmm.
to save her goddamn life.
Right.
Most mornings when she's on television, she looks like she's taken 8,000 Valium, and she can barely get her numb lips. This morning, the news. But she's pretty well put together.
She's got a decent body.
Right.
I think.
Meanwhile,
you take those too.
Meanwhile, poor Susan Kidd. You know what they're doing with her again?
Are they putting her in pantsuits again?
No. Here's what I hate that they do. There's this chick on... She's not a chick. She's like Big Mama's House. On Channel 4. On the NBC station here in D.C., Susan Kidd, okay, here's the back crap that everybody says. She's beloved. She's been in this market for a long time. People know her and trust her, and she's good at the news, right? Well, she's fat. I mean, she's just enormous. And every couple years, they do this thing. And again, I saw the commercial for this last night. Put on a few pounds over the holidays. Join Susan Kidd.
Oh, no.
To see which diets really work.
Of course.
You know, and what you really want to say to the woman is, you know, honey, listen. You know, again, first name Will, last name Power.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Try pushing back from the table sometime before midnight. That's all. And let's give that a week and
right.
see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, what it is it's Susan Kidd who really has to be approaching 250 pounds. I'm not kidding about this.
I haven't seen her. Is she in the middle of the noon?
No, she's on Live at 5.
Live at 5.
She's on Live at 5, but a lot of times she fills in, and they run promos on the 11 o'clock
okay.
news.
All right, very good.
And now that we're getting into sweeps,
right.
which start this week,
mm-hmm.
The whole thing with Susan Kidd is, you know, it's the Channel 4 Health Expo Challenge.
Yeah.
Join Susan Kidd.
Susan Kidd. We got some great anchor people in this town.
Oh, my God.
We really, really do. You would really be surprised if this is the nation's capital.
She's gigantic. But she's not...
She's competent, though. You know, she's not incompetent as far as when she's on, you know, when she reads the prompter.
No. And just like...
Like Babs is. Right.
Yeah, and, well, here's another one for you. Lard McCarthy at Channel 5. Now, back in the day, I mean, Lard McCarthy was a, as far as I was concerned...
Right.
20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the beauty contest winner.
Sure.
Just really a beautiful woman. But God forbid the mornings that they're doing a cooking segment on
right.
the Fox Morning News, and they get a shot of her standing, and the camera comes around, and it almost looks like... the big...
What does it look like?
Gigantic ass is gigantic. And you know how it is with... You know what the brothers say? Baby got back.
Sure, I understand.
Well, and I mean, and it's one of those asses that's big, and I don't know how it's so high up in the air.
Shelf life.
Because, yes, thank you, Buzzy.
Right.
Because it appears to weigh so much.
And who's your one on Channel 9, the new lady in your stable?
Kim Martucci.
The lady that can palm like an oversized beach ball.
Kim Martucci seriously may have an Adam's apple. If you know what I'm saying.
That's the best. It's not that she's all that big. It's the fact that she's mannish.
She is. And she needs to buy... Maybe she's got to go to the big and tall shop.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to buy a nice, sensible pantsuit that cover up those big, mannish forearms.
You know what the nicest thing about being on radio is?
Yeah.
Talking about the people that are on TV.
Sure.
I love it. And we've got some subjects in this town.
And
in the town of Washington, D.C.
It's true. You're right. It's absolutely true.
And has Channel 5 taken my advice, incidentally, on the girl in Sky Fox?
I believe they have.
Every single day now,
mm-hmm.
I watch the new news, and they get her out of the helicopter, and they give her a dumb-like story so she can pretend that she's a newscaster. And, you know, the two words I have for her, and seriously, fine master. I think she has tremendous potential.
Do we have, seriously, in D.C.?
A piece of ass?
I mean,
Mike,
flawless
listen,
piece of ass.
Yes.
Like you would get in Los Angeles.
Yes. Her name is Allison Starling.
Is she the one that does it with Krebs sometimes?
No, she's on Channel 7. She's on ABC 7.
When?
Allison Starling.
In the morning.
Mornings. All right.
And at noon.
Okay.
Check her out.
I'm going to check her out.
Check her out, man.
Right. The one that the substitute...
I'm not kidding. She is... just effable.
Right.
Eable. Can we say
eable?
No. She's effable. She's eable. She's doable.
So there are two now.
Well, who's the other?
Megan McGrath. You can't have a discussion of local news without bringing her up.
Megan McGrath, incidentally, Faye Dunaway called from CSI and wants to know if Megan McGrath would bring back her teeth.
Veneers. Megan McGrath steals veneers.
Faye Dunaway is on the phone. Says,
hello? Megan McGrath stole my teeth.
With all the talk that you did, that you and Rob did about Faye Dunaway's teeth,
CSI Thursday?
You undersold it. I could not believe it. Yeah. I mean, she leads with her teeth. Yeah. Her teeth come into the room before she does.
Man, that's a good CSI from Thursday night.
I IMDb'd her, and you know what I forgot? Is before she had them corrected, she had a little gap in her teeth.
That's right.
Like back in the Bonnie and Clyde days.
I think she did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
They filled it with four more
teeth. Hi, Don.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi, I just want to let you know that I totally agree with that, Megan. She had her hair pulled back this morning, and I swear to God, I thought she'd been electrocuted, and that was what the story was going to be, and it was about a whole other genre, and I couldn't even listen.
Megan McGrath?
Yes, she was in bad shape this morning. Hair completely pulled back and greased down. Really bad. So.
Yeah.
She's not aging well, let's put it that way.
I do, honey.
You try to do your job to get you out of bed at 3:30 in the morning so you can go out and stand next to the salt pile. Lots of fun. Megan, there's a snowstorm coming. Get down to the Department of Transportation to stand next to the salt.
Don't forget your big fake teeth.
Put your teeth in and get down to National Airport. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
And what is this thing? Oh, don't worry about this. We call this a hairbrush, but you'll never have to worry about this your entire life.
No need. Get down to the town council meeting and wear the ski cap.
Hello.
Thank you, Megan.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, about Susan Kidd. I saw her in the Chevy Chase library a couple weeks ago. She's easily pushing 300 pounds.
Oh my.
That's just
easily. She was in there. I don't know. She's beloved or whatever, but she was in there really
doing
a hard time.
I don't understand why this show doesn't get any more local TV coverage.
Was she checking out a cookbook?
Goodbye. Okay. All right, everybody.
Eating paste.
In the library. Thank you, Pot.
That's right.
The kettle is just called.
I'm down with that.
Homie. Oh, and speaking of weight, I have an announcement to make.
Yes?
Nope.
I'm on the new diet.
All right.
On the new diet.
Good for you.
I am taking, this is not an announcement for today, this is an announcement for Monday's weight. All right.
How do you know?
This is Monday because I'm weighing myself once a week. That's the weight that I will count.
The
Monday
morning
weight.
You're counting your weight from from yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Last week, 282.
Uh-huh.
Monday morning.
Yes.
I am not kidding, and I have been religious on my diet, except for one day.
Good for you.
And there was I had a bad day.
Uh-huh.
The bad day counted. I only lost half a pound.
Half a pound.
281.5.
Oh, we're sorry.
Stay tuned. I will let you know the good with the bad. And I will tell you that my reaction on Monday was devastation.
I'm sure.
Because seriously, 6 days during that week, 6 days of exercise, 6 days of eating well, and seventh day, unfortunately, I believe that's what it was. And, you know, that tells me
Mike, too early
in the game to even have one day off.
Listen, I'm certainly no exercise expert, but if it was that easy, Susan Kidd would not be 300 pounds. If all it really took was
Don,
one week.
Don, I thought I'd lose the whole 80 pounds.
That's 8 ounces you're no longer carrying around.
Hey, you know, look at my clothes. They're so much looser.
We got a break. We'll come back and check on this TV show for tonight with Bush. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good evening. One of the most consequential decisions the president makes is his appointment of a justice to the Supreme Court. The decisions of the Supreme Court affect the life of every American. And so a nominee to that court must be a person of superb credentials and the highest integrity. A person who will faithfully apply the Constitution and keep our founding promise of equal justice under law. I have found such a person in Judge John Roberts. And tonight I'm honored to announce that I am nominating him to serve as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I look forward to the Senate voting to confirm Judge John Roberts. Judge Roberts, thank you for agreeing to serve, and congratulations.
Oh, here you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm just thinking, it wasn't John Roberts didn't make it. The new guy made it, right?
John Roberts didn't make it? They both made it.
Oh, my God.
Radio Jogger Nuts. Don and Mike.
Almost hit the Lake Arnold. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That means he's got two of them there.
Exactly.
Two of his guys.
In the place.
Two of his henchmen.
With the things, with the ideas.
All right, so the show tonight is the George Bush Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great deal. He's going to be on every single channel at 9 o'clock tonight. Now, let me see. Do we have his theme music?
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
Let's go live. Where does this happen at? The Senate floor, Congress? Where does this happen exactly?
In the House.
In the House? Hello, George.
Check.
Hello, come in. Come in.
Carl.
He's there.
Carl, come in.
Am I too close to the microphone, Carl?
Come in, President Bush.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello, Don.
Hey, what's happening,
I'm on
George?
The podium. I'm on the podium. Getting ready to do, my state address. The state of the... I'm a little nervous. It's a big night. State of the Union address tonight. I'm just going through my notes, and Carl's telling me how to look and how I look good and all that.
Is this the sound check you're doing now, or what?
My earpiece showing? I don't know if I've got my earpiece. Dadgum, my earpiece is... hold on, let me see these microphones. Carl, I can't see the plastic. I can't see the plastic plate with the words on them. If you're going to have the microphone up my goddamn face all the time like this.
Problem.
Yeah, let me check. Don, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
All right, I'm going to do a trial run.
Good evening.
Thank you. My fellow Americans, the State of the Union is strong. I smell cabbage. I'm just having a great time up here. We're, Carl and I are going over the speech, and can you just hear me or can you see me too?
What?
What would you like?
Can
you just hear me or see me?
No, I can.
Because they got the cameras on, too.
Well, no, see, you're not on yet.
I know, Carl. I did a cheek chew. He wants me to stop doing my cheek chews. You know my cheek chews?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you watch me and I'm all smug and I chew the inside of my cheek? We call it a cheek chew. He said, no cheek chewing tonight. You got to appear.
You know what
humble.
I think you should do? Let's see if you can try this tonight.
All right, I'm standing by.
Being as you're on the microphone and no one's there and you've got all this echo and stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you sing your favorite Dolly Parton song?
All right. Okay. Here we go. This is my favorite, also my wife's.
What? Why don't
and
you announce-
she's buying the stairway. To heaven. That's the best Dolly Parton song I think I've ever heard.
Right.
She sings it real good. That's not my favorite, though.
What's your favorite?
Struggling for a living, working 9 to 5 just to make a living. 9 to... How you doing? You still making poo jokes? when this room's empty, which is right now, it's really really tough.
Here's a joke.
Oh, hold on, John. Don?
Yes?
Don, can you excuse me just a second?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I just got to talk to...
Yeah, what I want.
Put it in the car on the way over. I have to have it. If you don't get it, it's your ass.
Mm.
You make the peace?
Good. Mm.
Thank you. Can do. We made a little alteration. You see, I got to go on the air...
I believe it is 9 p.m. Eastern time, Don.
Right, right.
And that will make me late. I will have to leave. They say I got to get there by about 8:30, which puts me in a car, the presidential limousine, at 8 o'clock. So I said, you make sure there is a TV there, because I need my TV. I cannot miss, according to Jim, on my way over there. I have got to watch that show, and that's all there is to it. So I said, post haste, you make sure. If I watch according to Jim, which is the best comedy that's on television, it will make me laugh and it will relax me before I give my big speech.
You know, you have that gigantic PA system.
Yes.
You want to play a game?
I do.
Here's it. Now, here's what you do.
All right.
Say, attention. Now, where are you at? On the floor? Of the
you say attention. I got to adjust my earpiece. What was
where's
that, Don?
Where's he at now? The big congressional chamber.
So you say, attention, House of Representatives.
You want me to repeat after you?
Well, no, just, yeah, hold on.
All right, wait a second.
You're paging a woman.
All right.
Her name is Dixie Normus. Go ahead and give it a try.
All right, here we go. You want me to page her?
Yes, please.
Page her. Is she here?
We don't know.
You have to try to find her.
What's her name? Let me write it down.
First name is Dixie. Uh-huh.
Dixie. D-I-X-I-E.
Like Dixie Carter.
Right, right.
And like, you know, good old Dixie, like you believe in.
Okay.
And last name, Normus.
Normus. N-O. Is it N-O?
N-O-R.
N-O-R.
I guess. M-U-S-S.
M-U-S-S. Yes. All right, you might do that now?
Go ahead.
Is she a friend of yours?
Yeah, I think she's down there covering your speech tonight.
What do you want? Do you want her to call you or come to your studio? What do you want?
Why don't you just page her and see if she'll come up
on
stage? All right,
no problem. Can do.
But get right on the microphone.
Can do, mi amigo.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead. Paging Dixie Normus. Hello? If there is a Dixie Normus in the house. Oh, man, that's dirty. Oh, secret bat phone. Hello? Hello, Mamo? I am ready for the speech. I'm talking to Carl. We're getting ready. We're putting makeup on. Why are you listening to him anyway, Mamo? No, he is not. He is loyal. He is a friend of mine. Mamo.
I'm your drinking buddy.
I can't say that. Mamo, please. She's upset again. She is beside herself. Mamo, I will. All right. Yes, Mama.
Okay, here's one for her, though. Hold on, hold on.
Hey, they have not mentioned your bag.
Hey, George?
Yeah, hold on a second, Mama.
Why don't you ask your Mama if she's heard from Major Woody?
Why would I say that to her? Who said that? Major Woody?
All right.
Mama, Dom wants to know if you've heard from Major Woody.
Well,
don't scream like that. She's yelling. You said something. Was that dirty?
You know what Major Woody means.
Oh, no. Mama, I'm sorry. I apologize. He cajoles. He's a conjurer, like a warlock. He gets me to say, hey, hey, hey.
Whoa. She's gone.
Okay.
She hung up.
Wow. I got another one
she
for you.
She flat out hung up on her son, her successful son.
As opposed to Jeb.
Jeb is a loser.
How about
we all know that.
One?
Come on now.
I got another friend of mine you can page.
All right.
His first name is Mike.
Mike.
His last name is Hunt.
Mike. What? We can't do that.
Yes, you could say. You could say Mike Hunt. Michael Hunt.
Michael Hunt. Please come to the podium. I know. Oh, I know what you were trying to get me to do. That is bad. You are awful. You're funny, though, son. You're relaxing me. That's good. Carl, I know. I'm talking to him for a little while. Carl doesn't want me to talk. You know what Carl said? Carl said, don't talk to the stupid DJ. That's what he said.
Hey, guess what I got for you? Can you hear me? Well, obviously you can hear me.
Can you see and hear me?
Can only hear you.
All right, let me see what you got for me. What's that?
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news. It is news across the nation on the
street.
There seems to have been some disturbance here.
Jesus has a great song.
Yes.
Boogity, boogity. Man, that's Ray Stevens. He's a good American. Uh-huh. I love his music. Can you play it for the music part?
No, yeah. I don't know, but that's what I said.
Don't look at them.
Yeah, that's funny.
Now, shouldn't you be learning your speech now?
I got it all.
Boogity, boogity.
Boogity, boogity. Man, that's a good song. I enjoy it.
Sing on the podium.
Yes, they call it the street. Everybody's hearing me in the house chamber right now.
Yeah.
It's the street. This is your president. Turn it off, Don. Turn it off. Come on now. Listen, I got to get ready. I got to do this thing. I got work to do, people to see, places to go, all that. And then I got to make sure they get that TV in the back of the limo so I can watch according to Jim before I do the big speech.
Right.
Can I tell you one thing, though, if we can be serious for a second?
Yes, President Bush.
the State of the Union is strong.
Do you think that's too mellow, or should I be more forceful?
The State of the Union is strong.
Or I could do it like I used to do when I was a cheerleader at Yale. The State of the Union is strong.
Have you thought about just being honest? About going out and saying, I'm in way over my head?
Oh, like that movie. Like when the president came in, they said it wasn't on the speech, and he comes out and he says, man, we are up S Creek without a paddle.
Like that.
I mean, really, everybody, this boat is sinking, so you better jump off, son. Now, I can't do that. Carl would be beside himself, and Carl's the man, you know. He's the guy that tells me exactly what to do. Carl gives me one prime directive. One prime directive for every speech to the nation I give.
What's that?
Lie like a doggy. That's what I'm going to do, too.
Now, how many of those goddamn standing ovations are we going to have to sit through tonight?
Well, you know, they count them, and that's how we measure the success. And they'll mention that on the TV. Afterwards, you know, I give this speech, and then they'll get up and they'll say, he was interrupted by applause this many times, and they stood up for him and this many times. I'm going for an even 20. Tonight. I'm not talking about just the applause. I'm talking about they're going to hit their feet. Those Republicans, because, you know, the way I understand, this might be our last chance. So I got to get them on their feet. They got to make me look good. Really looking forward to it. Oh, man, this is a great
song. Would you sing on the podium one more time for us, please?
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. That's it.
Nope, it's Coward of the County.
Oh, Coward of the County. I don't like that one as much. I like the Gambler. Coward of the County. Kenny Rogers, I'm a big fan. You're president. Carl, you know I have the volume control up here. Carl said, stop playing with the PA system up here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this has relaxed me enormously. It really has. I have to thank you. No good from you. I heard you, Buzz Burbank.
I want you to relax.
We got tricks for you. Tricks installed.
I know.
Installed in your computer system.
I'm ready.
Well, George, as always, it's been great.
Oh, son!
Do that with a reverb.
Here comes Amos!
Now me and Homer Jones.
Yes, sir. I said, goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
And I kept rolling.
Man, I'm having fun with this thing. Hello. Luke, I'm your father. Luke, I am your father.
What movie is that from?
Man, I think that's from Star Trek. Star Trek.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, yeah. Right. That's a good one. That's one with John Candy.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Too damn fat. Good man. Died before his time.
Didn't you love him on Saturday Night Live?
Sure did. Loved all his work. You like the way I keep turning this on, turning it off? Watch this. Whoa, I'm a bird up here. I'm flying. I am your president. Don't you forget it. It's going to be a good speech. You going to tune in tonight?
Well, what choice do I have? You're on every goddamn...
Well, you got that TiVo machine. You got that TiVo machine with all the other stuff. Is it time again?
Yes, it is, sir.
Is it time for Pinto News?
Yes, sir.
Man, oh, man. We're watching you, Buzz Burbank.
I know you are, Mr. President.
Yeah, you really don't know. We got tiny little microscopic cameras installed in every nook and cranny of your house.
I can feel them.
That's right. I watch you every morning. I get a summary of your nocturnal activities. And it is not pretty.
I know.
Not pretty. La, la, la. That's Elvis, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's good stuff, too. Wish me the best of luck.
Good luck to you tonight on your show.
That's right. And Buzz, hope you have another one of your Pinto newscasts.
Thank you. Break a leg.
Sir. Remember, next time you spark up, the president's watching.
Yeehaw!
In a world.
On the radio.
Number nine.
Find a way to bring good news.
Great being me.
He made it up.
And good being me. Me. Feel like an opera singer up here. La, la, la. I'm so obnoxious.
Would you ask for my friend?
You're a dirty birdie, Don. Take care, Don Geronimo.
All right, bye, George.
Bye-bye.
Bye, President.
Bye, sir.
There you go. He's gone.
Done.
He's gone. He's left the building.
Buzz?
Yes.
What are your lead stories tonight? I know you have many on News and Comments.
Oh, my gosh, today.
With two big full segments.
I know.
What the hell have we done, Buzz? The show is totally wrong. Buzz now has two full segments.
That's good.
Something went wrong today.
I know.
Buzz, what's up? What's your news?
Tonight, will the oil companies ever catch a break? The YMCA doesn't want to see your breasts. And I got your State of the Union right here.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show does vary.
I smell cabbage.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Up and
handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget our website, donandmikewebsite.com. There's a daily download there. And the show is on iTunes as well every day.
Cool.
On the podcast.
Very good.
Keep signing up for that. The last time I checked, the station keeps stats. As far as all radio shows, I think we're up to like number four, people signing up for the podcast.
I love it.
Keep it coming. Buzz is news and comments right now, brought to you by Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
What?
Gavin?
Yes, sir.
Take your weekend football party from the Dull Zone to the Flavor Zone.
Oh, yeah.
With authentic buffalo wings from Frank's Red Hot Sauce, original buffalo wing flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce, the perfect balance of flavor and heat.
Try it in milk.
Here is Gregory Burbank.
I done it, Mike.
It's not a gay
not
thing.
Not a gay
but,
thing. Just a silly name thing.
You will not have this on the news, and rightly so, you shouldn't. I guess this afternoon, just in the last hour or so, Terry Schiavo's hospital gown was on eBay.
Yes.
Here is what it said.
Jeez.
With the description of the item. First off, it had the picture.
Yeah.
Which is like her in the 40-year-old
right.
virgin
That's
pose.
Nice. Right.
It says, on this one-of-a-kind piece of history, I purchased this from a person who worked at the hospice center in Pinellas Park, Florida. The winner of this auction will also receive the actual feeding tube that was Terry's lifeline before her final days.
That's going to be worth something.
Unbelievable. No matter how you feel about this case, you cannot deny that this is a board part of history. Big with confidence. God, Rob Spiewak. Anyway, and then, so somebody emailed this.
Wow.
And we went on eBay and got it right away. And now eBay has a little thing that says, update, Terry Schiavo's hospital gown is no longer available.
Yes.
On eBay.
Yeah, they usually step in.
And Johnny tells me it took 15 minutes for eBay to get it down.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Because Senator Frist
said somebody was really serious that they had that there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
Stick.
I still see life in that gown.
Buy with confidence.
Trying to make a living.
I want your everything. Buy with confidence and check my references. Or
check my feedback and bid with confidence.
That's right.
I bet he got a little feedback.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And now here is Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna. Mike, when are these poor oil companies ever going to catch a break? I mean, think about the taxes they're going to have to pay on the record profits of late last year. ExxonMobil cleared over, what, $10.5 billion in that 3 months? Company's profits for the year bigger than the entire economies of 125 of the world's countries. Think of the extra accountants they'll have to hire and the extra blue-collar workers to push the wheelbarrows full of money. Maybe the oil company executives feel insulted by our lack of understanding and compassion. Maybe that's why they're refusing to testify for a Senate hearing into whether mergers like Exxon and Mobil have made gasoline more expensive at the pump. The Senate's investigating committee released this statement yesterday, and I quote, all declined the invitation to testify. The Federal Trade Commission's already investigating. Its report comes out in about May. In the meantime, gas prices went up another 2 cents last week. Oh, and ExxonMobil is asking a judge not to make it pay $5 billion of its fine for the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 1989.
You know, Pegasus is going to be very mad at you.
I know.
The faggy horse.
The faggy flying horse that you love so much.
Last night he refused to light up for me.
And the Exxon Tiger. Very mad at you as well, Buzz.
Yeah.
All of your icons.
They're mad at me. I'm driving a Prius.
There you go. You're set.
Mm-hmm.
That $5 billion that ExxonMobil doesn't want to have to pay anymore, that was supposed to go to victims of the oil spill, including fishermen who were driven out of their careers because of it. ExxonMobil doesn't want to pay the fine because, you know, money's tight. We could have used...
Now you're being facetious there.
What?
I understand your game plan. I'm in broadcasting. I understand what
okay,
you're doing.
So you think he's got an agenda?
He's being cynical.
Right? Don't tell others.
Please. Okay.
That's all I ask.
All right, Buzz.
We could have used Jack Bauer, but there just wasn't time. A cylinder containing radioactive krypton...
Shut up, stupid.
Radioactive krypton 85 gas, a cylinder, exploded in a building in Jacksonville, Florida yesterday.
Damn it!
Yeah. 8 people were hospitalized and 70 others were decontaminated after the exposure. But as it turns out, krypton 85 is a non-toxic gas used, ironically, to detect leaks in sealed containers.
Someone should have called Kal-El.
Mm-hmm. The radiation, we're told, because it's krypton 85. The radiation, we're told, is minimal.
Oh, hell, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Gary.
Garth.
It could have been Krypton 45.
That was a good year for Krypton.
Chateau Krypton.
Well, Krypton exploded.
Planet.
And Jor-El sent Kal-El here
right.
in the late 30s, early 40s.
Jor-El was Marlon Brando, right?
Yeah, yes.
Eventually.
Marlon Brando played the character.
Of Jor-El.
Of the real. Of the real Jor-El.
The real
from the planet Krypton.
I'm with you.
Serious business.
Uh-huh.
We're talking comics.
Goddamn right. Speaking of, where is my cape and cowl?
They probably got the check yesterday, so I imagine it will arrive.
I hope I get that cape and cowl, that Batman cape and cowl for Super Bowl weekend.
You should have it by then,
I would think.
You've got to have it by then.
I hope so. I know all the people at ExxonMobil have gotten theirs already.
See,
I'm tying into your news. I'm tracking with you.
Well, they got the money. You were paying attention. Coincidentally,
Gorgeous George.
Coincidentally, the company where this explosion of Krypton 85 in the container, where that occurred, that company makes ignition generators for Tomahawk cruise missiles. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
ABC anchorman Bob Woodruff and cameraman Doug Vogt are back in the U.S. this evening at Bethesda right now, in fact, getting more treatment for their war wounds. In Woodruff's case, that may mean brain damage. His brother says he thinks his brother will be back to normal eventually. The brain swelling has gone down. Woodruff has opened his eyes, can feel his hands and feet. No one knows yet if or when he'll be back at the anchor desk. Quoting the head of ABC News, this doesn't happen much that a big star gets hurt like this.
I saw his brother.
Brilliant quote.
Exact quote.
I saw his brother on Good Morning America today, and the quote from his brother. And Buzz, I know that you're dealing with.
I think all the conspiracy theories
snippets
we can put to rest now. Hopefully.
Well, see, I don't know because here the actual quote in context of what his brother said was, he can feel his feet, he can feel his hands.
Right.
He can acknowledge things that he hears. The doctors tell us that it's a good thing he's not getting worse.
Okay.
Yes.
Your theory yesterday, I was the big Mr. Conspiracy with, like, they're doing this for ratings, which was probably not the brightest thing to say in the world. You think that it's a lot worse than they're letting
out. Yeah, and I'm not, and I hope that, you know, no one hopes that this guy's hurt. I certainly don't hope the guy's hurt. I just think if it was good news, like with the other guy, they're mentioning the other guy. Speaking, making jokes, talking with his family. This guy, and I saw the quote from the brother, said, you know, well, we're in it for the long haul, and they told us every day that he doesn't get worse, that's a good sign.
And, you know, the one thing that I keep hearing is, I guess if these guys hadn't been wearing flak jackets and a helmet, they'd both be dead.
They'd be gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
By the way, worth mentioning, perhaps, 28 more wounded American soldiers came back on that same flight with the ABC guys. And on that note, the president gives his State of the Union speech tonight.
If you try to shoot me, I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss.
I'm sorry, that is the wrong bank.
How long have you been playing me?
Jesus Christ, I've been playing you for about 15 minutes here.
How long have you been playing me?
Okay, let's just do a reset.
Yes.
And that's, let me see.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
You've seen the State of the Union. Now hear the speech. Think of it as a book report on a book the student hasn't read.
He's ramped up now.
I know he is.
He is as ramped up as he's ever been right now.
I know. He's like right before the election. Yeah. Or you know what? I take it back. Right after the election.
Sure.
It's really his maddest.
I think where all this started.
Like
actually.
Once a year you get your period when he does his State of the Union address.
I'll get over it. According to the advance text, the speech won't say anything we haven't already heard, despite Bush's need and opportunity to turn things around. He will tell us we're on the right track, despite polls showing most of us think we aren't. Good night for a movie. Republican lawmakers will applaud Bush tonight, but for some, their hearts just aren't in it. Some of these rebels have banded together to urge the president to tell all about his relationship with Jack Abramoff. Abramoff helped raise $100,000 for the Bush campaign. He's now a convicted felon for some of the deals he made.
You know, and again,
mm-hmm.
I know I've said this before, but if you're a parent out there,
yeah.
and whatever your last name is, if the last three letters are OFF,
yes.
do not name the kid Jack.
It's not fair.
No, it's cruel, really.
I mean, and don't
really, in the long run, George Clooney will make a joke about it.
Don't even do it like a John thing, because
right.
John
no.
could get turned into Jack.
No. Exactly.
Just like that.
Try like Robert.
That's right.
There you go. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Thanks, Mike.
Sorry. That was
just,
yeah.
So now...
What were you saying, Gil?
I was saying now the White House is refusing to talk about the president's connections with, or rather Jack Abramoff's connections with and influence over the Bush administration. The White House will only say that Abramoff was at a few meetings with senior White House staff.
I have one question about this guy, Abramoff.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing the baseball caps? Why is he wearing the business suit with the baseball cap?
The fedora, not that popular.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, he's always wearing a hat.
Right.
Is he bald?
I don't know. No one's ever seen the top of his head.
I just don't get it. You don't go into court with, you know, with a baseball cap on.
I saw him without his hat, and he has a huge pulsating brain.
Okay, the brain, fully exposed brain?
Yeah.
The White House has photographs of his head, but they're not releasing them.
Okay.
So you just did another thing there, Gustav.
What?
You just did another one of your things. I'm with
Gustav. Republican senators.
Wow.
From the red states of Nebraska, Indiana, South Dakota, all telling the president to come clean about Jack Abramoff, quoting Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, get it out. Come on. End quote.
That's right, Jerry.
Bush is also being taunted by
Jerry with a G.
Like Jerry Todd.
I'm Jerry Rafferty.
You can do that.
Was Jerry Todd with a G?
Yeah, yes, Jerry Todd. Jerry Todd, yeah, right, with a G.
With a G. And Jerry Ford. Bush is also being taunted by radical Muslim leaders, and that's our story when we come back.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't even mention the Oscars? You're doing the news, you don't even mention the Oscars?
Oh, we have time. I'm getting to the, well, sort of. I'll be talking about movie awards, let's put it that way.
I'm kidding you, Gus. I don't care about
I've got movie awards.
You don't care about who Oscar loves?
No, I thought the Oscar ceremony was very boring today, that all the movies that people thought would get picked got picked and, you know.
But, see, I'll pick that up. I'll turn that around. I have the Razzie nominations for
you. Did Soul Plane get a snub?
Soul Plane is I'm your brain today.
You got Rob going on Soul Plane.
Mm-hmm. You know, when he mentioned that the airplane has spinners, that makes me almost want to watch it.
I said to Rob, but I was out driving this week, and I noticed it was a minivan. It's the most ridiculous thing. A minivan with a soccer mom that has spinners on it. And, you know, who the frig puts spinners on a minivan? And then Rob,
a way cool mom.
Rob right away says, have you seen Soul Plane?
Soul Plane.
Yeah. Soul Plane, I haven't caught that.
That's how Rob's expanding his horizons when he's a Rob.
Great film. Cinema.
Soul Plane.
So listen, Gilbert, what's next?
President Bush being taunted by radical Muslim leaders.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our show's come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Giving lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
Now here's Gunther.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Gunther.
Al-Qaeda's out with a new video, which is apparently supposed to clarify the most recent video from Osama bin Laden.
Really, Gary?
Yes. In this new tape by bin Laden deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri, it's explained that we should have noticed that Osama wore white in his last appearance and toted no weapons as he has in past videos.
You tell him, Gordo.
This, says the deputy, shows that bin Laden is a religious figure.
Aha. That's right, Guillermo.
The deputy points out that we seem to be ignoring bin Laden's offer of a truce. And then he, like bin Laden, threatened a new attack on the U.S. He also taunted President Bush, calling him a liar and a failure.
Thank you, Goofy.
Quoting al-Zawahiri...
I've gone to Disney characters now.
Quoting al-Zawahiri, Bush, do you know where I am? I'm alive. You missed me. End quote.
All right, Gabby.
Uh-huh. The Supreme Court underwent a personality transplant today with the confirmation of Sam Alito as the new guy on the bench. He's already sworn in and ready to grin with all the other mostly conservative judges at the president's speech tonight. But Alito's already done his most important work. His unstoppable nomination has inspired lawmakers in at least 5 states to introduce new anti-abortion laws they know Alito will approve. The states are Ohio, Indiana, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Dakota.
Boy, you got your boots out tonight.
As the president told fellow anti-abortion crusaders this week, we shall prevail.
Jesus Christ, you've broken a lot of necks today, boy.
Well, let me pick on somebody else for a minute.
Really?
Sort of.
Don't you have another anti-Bush story in there somewhere?
Let me see. I might have one on my briefcase. 2 FEMA workers were arrested yesterday on federal bribery charges. They're accused of taking $10,000 each to let a contractor lie about the number of meals it served at a Hurricane Katrina relief camp in New Orleans. The $10,000 apiece payments were just the opener. The deal had them collecting $2,500 a week after that. In return, they allegedly told the contractor to feel free to submit invoices for extra meals so the company could pad its $1 million deal with Uncle Sam. Opportunists also invaded the... indirect, but,
Uncle Sam equals Bush.
Mm-hmm. Opportunists also invaded, however, the Red Cross in California last year. The individuals caught in that case, created fake victims and then cashed their relief checks.
That's right, Garson.
Garrison. Here's your movie news.
Garrison is acceptable also.
I understand, but
now you're
still
ahead.
And I just remembered Garrison Keillor.
Garson Kamen.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now here's Gallagher, Brobeck.
Yes, it was exciting when the nominations came out today. Not the Oscars, of course, the Razzies. The front runner in this year's Golden Raspberry Awards is again Tom Cruise, not just for his performance in War of the Worlds, but for being so damned annoying.
Let me just say, this has been like the news has been on now for 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Finally, we're getting to what I like to call hard news.
Right.
Thank you, Buzz.
This way is to the go, pot of Gabe. Gold. Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Thank you. See, what you do is you put all the filler stuff. Now let's get to the hard news.
That's right.
The Razzies.
You
hear my Gates?
I call them Gates.
Oh, like, that's...
I didn't even pick up on Gates McFadden is a girl.
Yes.
Gates Brown was a Detroit Tiger.
Ah. And Mike is right about that as well. It's one of those go both ways names.
Very cool.
Please. Like Robin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That could be go your way.
Or Leslie.
And maybe it does.
Right, Robin. Isn't that right? I'm like Martin Luther King. I'm like Martin Luther King.
Telephone.
Hey, Artie. What about your dead dad, Artie? What about your dead dad?
I wish he was around here so he could hear you, Howard.
Tom Cruise is up against Will Ferrell's work in Bewitched and Kicking and Screaming, as well as Rob Schneider's performance in Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's work in Doom, and Jamie Kennedy for Son of the Mask. Those are the nominees for the worst actor in the Razzie Awards this year. I just didn't know if you caught that stuttering or not. Cruise has won before for Interview with a Vampire. For Cocktail, he had to settle.
He was horrible in that movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, along with Brad Pitt.
Right.
It was a double nomination.
You know, you could really make a whole afternoon talking about Tom Cruise's worst movies. I think really the Interview with a Vampire is one. Cocktail is another one.
Oh, come on.
Cocktail is so gay.
Isn't that the best part of Cocktail? Kokomo.
The song, yeah, absolutely.
Stands there on the beach with that Australian guy.
So, I'll make you a drink.
Watch, I'm going to make this little bottle go up and down and turn around. Probably super.
And, you know, probably one of the worst Hollywood beards in Born on the 4th of July when they made him older.
I would
horrible Hollywood beard.
That is where I would totally jump on your bandwagon. Mm-hmm. You're right, Tom Cruise has made some movies that are not so good. And he's made some that are great. I kind of like him as an actor, but I did not believe him in Born on the 4th of July.
No. I mean, he had to play older, and he had to play, but the beard was, he got the beard at the local drugstore.
Yeah, like if Jerry Maguire was in Vietnam. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Well, Cruise is nominated for a Worst Actor Razzie this year for War of the Worlds. He won before, as I mentioned, for Interview with a Vampire.
Time out. Really? I thought he was outstanding in War of the Worlds.
Not Razzie material in War of the Worlds.
I thought he was really, it's a really riveting performance.
As the head of the Golden Raspberry Foundation announced when he made this nomination, he said it wasn't just for his work in War of the Worlds. It was for the couch and jumping up and down and just being annoying in general.
Oh. Just give him an award for being a jerk.
Yeah, well, the most annoying celebrity.
Kind of what this is, mm-hmm. really. For Cocktail, however, Tom Cruise had to settle for the honor of just being nominated that year. When we come back, breasts at the YMCA.
Mm. Now, where were they 20 minutes ago, for God's sakes?
End of the rainbow.
So busy talking about Bush's book report tonight.
Hey, if he flashed his breasts, he'd make it, too.
Yeah. Here they are.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Breasts.
Yes. Here's Wilman Hay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now let's go back to Herb Burbank with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike. Women are whipping them out at Starbucks, at the mall, at lots of places these days.
But
poolside breastfeeding has just been banned by the YMCA in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
All right. You go, Harvey.
Why officials say it's a safety issue distracting the young male lifeguards who are supposed to be guarding lives. Over the weekend, about 30 nursing mothers staged a protest the way nursing mothers do these days.
Oh, Don should have been there.
They staged them.
Can you start over?
Sure. Women are whipping them out.
Just go from the 30.
He was really going to start over.
But
over the weekend, about 30 nursing mothers staged a protest the way nursing mothers do these days.
And then I sat and really worked it.
They staged a milk-in.
Oh.
And that's another thing.
Baby.
That's another thing. The Y says breastfeeding poolside also violates the no food and beverage rule. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Now look at that. You made me all horny right before the end of the show.
I like to do
that's
that.
The best time to do it. I got to go down work at the George Bush tonight.
That'll be easy. Just take a look at Haster, the Speaker of the House.
He's so good with those names.
Yeah, well, he's got man boobs.
Listen, that's it. We got to go, everybody. See you tomorrow with a new episode. What the hell is this?
Sheena Easton. Yeah, what a gay song to end with.
No,
I mean, it was the second CEO.
Didn't we have her on the show one time? Like, it was a
and girl. She was wonderful.
Yeah.
She was good?
Yeah, she was.
Got a very low voice now.
Oh, this is better. Bobby Palmer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Simply Irresistible?
Yeah.
Like the disco version?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Much better.
Uh-huh.
Now we're rocking.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Harry.
Good day to you,
good day
sir.
To you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, did you?
You know who I love?
Who?
Good jingle.
See you tomorrow.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah. Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.